not a good move. Jason Kickout, thank you so much for joining us. He's from Crunch Accounting. Really appreciate your time. Thank you. Big smile on the face of John Holmes. He's just joined me in the studio. That I quite like the I quit cake.
Sweary cake.
Sweary cake. You haven't sworn. I suppose if you put a sweary word in the middle of that.
Yeah. People should, you know, yesterday people were holding up sweary Trump banners on the marches.
Lots of that.
Holding up sweary cakes, maybe the way forward. Because then you've got cake and banner.
Talking about protests, I've got Lily Allen tweeting me and now accusing me of deleting a tweet and insisting that I've started a debate with her. I've never tweeted her.
Have you started a debate with her?
No offence, Lily Love. Why would anyone do that?
We're going to pick up that.
I've got a 10-year-old at home who talks more sense.
We're going to pick up that baton, actually.
We will be talking. Le baton de Lily.
Yeah, if that's a thing.
No, I don't think it is.
So we're going to push a baton towards Lily or away from Lily or in any other direction to see if protesting placards and petitions, it all begins with P, doesn't it, actually works at all.
Before you say another P word, we're bound to get into trouble. Yep. It's 12:58. It's coming up to 1 o'clock. Mr. John Holmes will be with you after 1 o'clock. You lucky, lucky people. Paul Ross always says that about me, so I figure I should start being nicer to you.
Well, that's kind.
He's always very generous about my show. Always, I feel I'm a bit negative about yours.
You are a little bit, but, you know...
Well, when I say usual nonsense.
That's fine. I'll take that.
It's only because I've listened.
Yeah, well, then you'd be right. So, you know, it's a fair description. There's nothing wrong with it.
John Holmes coming up after 1 o'clock. Do stay tuned. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Have a great day.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Businesses like our cars come in all shapes and sizes. There can be just one of you, or two of you, five of you, or even 100 of you. It's why we designed the stylish and spacious Mazda 3, the large and luxurious Mazda 6, and the versatile Mazda CX-5. So whatever size business you are, there's a Mazda to suit. All designed around you, so you and your car feel as one. Monthly rental prices start at £159 for the Mazda 3. Search Mazda for more details. Mazda. Drive together.
T's and C's apply. Initial rental of £954. All rentals exclude VAT at 20%. £159 per month includes £500 dealer contribution. Finance subject to status. 18s and over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services contract hire.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got a 3 metre by 38mm dark granite laminate worktop for only £19.99 ex-VAT while stocks last. Now, that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda, save money, live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml drink aware.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, just after, let's be honest. Okay, Tuesday, Talk Radio, afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, MPs debate Brexit bill, calls to delay Trump's trip, and a new Doctor Who.
Talk Radio.
MPs are debating the bill, which will give the Prime Minister the go-ahead to start formal Brexit negotiations. The Brexit Secretary, David Davis, has told the House of Commons one of the core issues is whether they trust the will of the people.
It's not a bill about whether the UK should leave the European Union, or indeed how it should do so. It is simply about Parliament empowering the government to implement a decision already made, a point of no return already passed.
But Labour MP Ben Bradshaw has told Talk Radio he doesn't agree with the tack the government is taking.
Once we invoke Article 50, that's it. It's a one-way track out of the European Union, and if the government has its way towards the hardest of hard Brexits or even WTO rules, catastrophic for our economy, and I can't support it.
Downing Street has rejected claims the Queen has been put in a difficult position over Donald Trump's invite to come to the UK on a state visit. Theresa May's spokeswoman says she doesn't doesn't accept the view of the former head of the Foreign Office that things are awkward for Her Majesty because of controversy surrounding the new US president. Lord Ruckett says the trip should be delayed.
I don't think it's in anyone's interest that he should come at a time when there are huge protests going on in the streets. We want to welcome him in a celebrating way. It's a crucial relationship. They're vital allies to us. It doesn't feel to me like the mood is right at the moment, which is why I'm suggesting maybe it should be done in two phases.
The men behind the Hatton Garden jewellery heist could have years added to their prison terms, as the value of the goods stolen has doubled. The court said the amount taken is now estimated at £25 million. Plans are being put in place to bring in lifeguards on a beach where seven men drowned last summer. Councillors will vote next month on the proposal to increase safety at Camber Sands in East Sussex. And Richard Ayoade, Ben Whishaw and Harry Potter star Rupert Grint are among the names fans are suggesting as the next Doctor Who. Peter Capaldi's announced he's leaving the role after the next Christmas special.
Right. Who would you... I mean, do you are you a Hoover? That's what they call people who watch Doctor Who.
Then no, I've never seen it.
All right.
Not one.
Who would you like to be the new Doctor Who? Having never seen it, as you just...
Oh, okay. Jennifer Lawrence.
Right.
She does fantasy things, doesn't she?
Yep. Okay. So, there's Victoria with Doctor Who news.
I haven't done the weather.
Okay, do the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
She's got the weather. She's called Victoria. She's got the weather. She's called Victoria.
Thanks, John. Largely cloudy, the rain for many, but brightening up this afternoon across Northern Ireland. Highs of 12 degrees.
There's more in half an hour. Do you know who I'd like to see as the new Doctor Who?
Who?
Ben, with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Doctor
the
Who
transfer
like.
Window in England slams shut at 11 o'clock this evening and there are last-minute deals left, right and centre. So far today, the first deadline day Premier League signing has gone through. Hull have brought in Italy defender Andrea Ranocchia. He's joined from Inter Milan on loan until the end of the season. Meanwhile, Inter winger Jonathan Biarbiani has turned down a loan move to Chelsea. Blackburn have signed Swansea forward Marvin Emnes on loan until the end of the season. Rangers goalkeeper Matt Jilks has joined Wigan on an 18-month contract.
Yeah,
and Sky
on,
Bet
right,
League 2 Notts County have registered their manager, Kevin Nolan, as a player. Yeah. The 34-year-old former Bolton, Newcastle and West Ham midfielder was only appointed county boss earlier this month, but he signed a deal now that the club's transfer embargo has been lifted.
Oh, hang on, Ben's talking.
Finally, onto the small matter of tonight's seven Premier League fixtures. Chelsea's trip to Liverpool is the standout game, with Antonio Conte's side aiming for a victory that could send them 11 points clear. That's the latest sports news. News powered by TalkSport.
Sorry, Ben, we talked over that a bit. I do apologise, we weren't listening. Right, so good afternoon. Welcome to Talk Radio. It's Tuesday. Let's do a programme.
Talk Radio.
Forgetting your headphones. Oh, bad bananas. Oh, sweaty rowing machines. Soggy socks. Overhearing spoilers. Office cake when you're trying to be healthy. Oh, 8% battery. Life's full of frustrations. Don't let your phone network be one of them. At GiffGaff, all our phones are unlocked, ready for any SIM, and our SIMs don't tie you down. Come join us at GiffGaff.com. GiffGaff, the mobile network run by you. Terms apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
The Donald is the latest recipient of our helping hand.
I don't know if he can represent all hipsters.
And also Mexicans.
And Neil Diamond's announced his 50th anniversary tour.
We'll keep the foreigners out with some sort of codpiece. Does it worry you, Bill? Winter is coming. On the line then to discuss Donald Trump's wall is a wall expert. Hello, Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, hello, John.
No, because I'm the one with the power.
Well, that has got his hat on.
And he's also half gay.
Girls aren't funny, though.
I don't want to think we were just trying to kill time to Sam Delaney.
Is that enough to win the meet? The countryside in the north, that's where you get fried eggs. The app is now available, and if you are such a kind-hearted gentleman, when a fatty gets on your phone, a hip thing now is to punch a photographer's camera.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
Well, it's Trump again, isn't it?
Hey?
Trump again. Another day, another Trumpism. First thing I read this morning when I switched the internet on was that he's, and I quote, and I also quote Victoria's News just now, put the Queen in a difficult position. And I thought, hello, he's up to his old tricks again. I found myself thinking, there's no way, even with his money on the table, that Her Majesty the Queen would demean herself by doing that with him. I simply, and I don't know about you, but I simply, as one of her loyal subjects, would not countenance the idea that the head of the Commonwealth, Her Majesty the Elizabeth of the Queen, would contort herself into such a position for Donald Trump that she would urinate on any kind of mattress. I would not... I would not say the Queen would... I'll say it now. That Her Majesty the Queen would not urinate on a mattress for Donald Trump. She would not be put in that position. Someone's got to say it, and now I've said it, so there it is. And then I read the actual story. And, well, I think now it's a pat on the back to me from Her Majesty, because I was right not to think that she would do that. I had your back, Your Majesty, all the way through it. Feel free to add me to next year's honours list, then. Although, let's be honest, the OBEs will probably all go to Anton Deck again. They always win. Given his track record, though, right, so perhaps the difficult position that the news today says Donald Trump will put the Queen in is one of laundry bills. If maybe you think about that, maybe that's what it means. Because if he stays, if he comes on the state visit and he stays at Buckingham Palace, she's going to have to go out and buy some mattress protectors just in case, isn't she? Because, you know, his track record there, I think... You know, those, some of those mattresses have been in Buckingham Palace for centuries. Kings and queens and dignitaries have slept on those mattresses. And you don't want Donald Trump coming along and, you know... But then again, you see, I don't think Her Majesty the Elizabeth of the Queen would go to Donnell Mill herself. I think she'd send Charles down there, wouldn't she? Off you go, Charles.
Excuse me, do you have anything that will keep a mattress free of your Dutchy original biscuit?
Charles there, shopping for mattress protectors. Hot five! Did you get that over on Sheila Fogarty on LBC? No, you do not! Anyway, hello, I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio in the Afternoons. It's the news and stuff, and all the things that are happening today, but with more of a... Well, certainly none of the boring cliché treatment of it that you'd get elsewhere. Let's put it that way. It's an approach that's brought us upwards of 9 listeners. So, 9 listeners can't be wrong. Each and every one of them, and you, welcome, though, to the programme. Our listening borders remain open to all as we march, not on Downing Street or in cities around the country, but instead we march on your ears, waving not placards, but rather 3 hours' worth of radio features that we haven't thought through properly. One of them involves fake news. That's fashionable. We call it headline hijack, and we've been doing it, championing it even, long before it was fashionable to decry it. Here's how it works. At 2 o'clock, there is the news. We would like to put a made-up news story in there. We've been doing it for ages. We'd like that story to be yours. It's there to confuse the people not listening to this bit of the programme because it's a lunchtime and they might be out for lunch. When they get back at 2, they'll hear the news and it will contain a lie. They'll believe it. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
To send them in. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
At 2 p.m. precisely, Victoria's news mouth, it's this mouth.
This mouth.
Will resonate with your big lie. Fake news, writ large and broadcast as truth. And you get to write it. The lines are open now. There's also a Lonely Lunch Club, of course, on the way today as we invite another lonely what lunch? A lonely luncher. Onto the radio to tell us why they're lunching alone. They become inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. That's the only criteria. You just have to be lunching alone. That's it. Come on the radio, tell us why. Join the others that are also lunching alone. Make them feel fewer lonely. Whatever you are, whatever you're doing, you are welcome. Perhaps you're the US Attorney General who's recently found yourself with more time on your hands. I don't know, made you not got a job anymore. Somebody's kicked you out of it, you know. I was the US Attorney General, now I'm not. You know, sort of thing. Mind you, better time on your hands than blood, which is the inevitable consequence of Adolf Trump's recent tsunami of executive orders. Anyway, if you're lunching alone, get in touch. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We'll also bring you work experience punditry this afternoon, as today we shringe some new music into our work experience's ears and demand he review it. Haneel is in today, our only work experience whose parents clearly wanted him to be called Daniel but spelled it wrong on the form. All the day's big stories will be analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. You don't want it, but yet we keep doing it. It's the news in haiku. We'll also bring you a diversity paper review. Of course, the paper's reviewed each day by a different diversity. Box-ticking his way through it today is Mark, because his diversity is that he's brown. There's the big debate at three. All your reactions. A specially commissioned documentary about the protests and the marches happening around the country only last night. Specially commissioned documentary, we're bringing you that shortly. Plus, there's foreign news in the original forum from our foreign correspondent and your chance to win some meat. And today, that game, the meat-winning game, is a game of band or burger. That's right, you know, because of America. Is it a band? Is it the name that an American restaurant has given to its signature burger? You could win chicken, beef, lamb, no burger, but certainly sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday!
Or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist, John.
That's right. Ginger Dave is not producing. If there is anyone who should be stopped by executive order from entering anything, it's him. As Prodcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window!
Yep. It's honestly like Pharrell wrote that song with her in mind. Chloe's on the buttons today. Hi, Chloe.
Hi
Chloe. Victoria's clapping along because she feels like the news without a roof. Paid intern Cornelius is marching round the studio in solidarity with last night's anti-Trump demonstrations, shouting protest slogans.
Shame on me! Shame on me! Shame on me! Shame on me!
Any other ones?
I can't remember.
Boo!
Boo!
Great.
Boo! Yep. Hey! Hey, Donald! Who? Ah! I wanna know why you're such a... I can't finish that one.
Fine. And that's how politics works. Let's start with some music.
Chance's girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby cause she couldn't afford to feed it, and it was sending people to the moon. In September my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse.
Oh, he's doing horse. So there you go, some music to link us into today's big story. Prince, Sign of the Times on Talk Radio.
Times.
But why would I be playing it?
Time.
On a speech radio station, in possible breach of our licence. Well, of course, so there's one answer to that question, and all you have to do to get to that answer is figure out today's big story. Play along at home. Cornelius, I can
Hi.
See you're desperately trying to figure it out there, as ever. It's like your little daily competition. You love this, don't you?
Yeah, this is my favourite bit of my day.
Yeah.
I get very depressed after it.
Yeah, so Prince's sign, Oh the Times. Oh the Times. Why would I be playing it? It's linked to today's big story, which we'll be discussing in depth later.
Is someone after doing traffic control. Is someone doing horse?
No
one's someone in the news
doing
is
a horse.
Doing sign of the Times. Something to do with the Times newspaper.
No, our good friends at the Times.
Yeah.
No.
Something to do Prince Royals.
Ah.
Yes.
Yes.
Here we go. The Queen.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Broader than that. All right, I'll tell you. So the Queen, right, she's been put in a difficult position by Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All the time. But also this song, more importantly, has got the word sign in it. And that's what people were holding up at the protests, isn't it?
Yeah.
Signs. See? Time. So that's what we need to be discussing. Protests, petitions, placards. Does it work? What's the point? Is there a point? Let's find out by getting Cass to book as a guest of some kind. Aspel Cass, as you know, is our assistant producer. She works through the glass.
Yep.
She's really cheerful.
Well, it's because I get to work with you all day.
Dear. Could you get us a guest, please? Like Lily Allen or someone?
Like Lily Allen?
Yeah.
Her dad. Who's her dad?
Keith Allen.
Keith Allen.
You want Keith Allen?
No, Lily Allen. Or someone who can tell us about, because she's been tweeting Julie Hartley Brewer. She's been having a row with Julie Hartley Brewer about placards on Twitter. Yeah. Oh, look, Cassie's smiling. Look at that. What happened there?
It's just really,
what happened there?
It's just really funny to think of Julia having an argument with Lily Allen.
Anyway, they are on Twitter. But, get her. Or somebody that can tell us about protests and placards and petitions.
Okay.
Great. That's what we'll be talking about next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
911, what's your emergency?
I'd like to talk to the police. I've been robbed.
Robbed?
Well, hustled.
Okay, and do you know who did this to you?
Yeah, it was a British guy. Ronnie O'Sutherland?
Ronnie O'Sullivan?
That's him. Turns out he's a 5-time snooker world champion. Took all my money. Car, pants.
Where was this, sir? Memphis, San Francisco?
Chicago.
That's the 5th time this week.
What?
Nothing. We'll deal with this, sir.
He took my pants!
Ronnie's teaching America a lesson. Ronnie O'Sullivan's American Hustle. Coming to history. Thursdays at 10.
Don't ignore the It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
The new Vauxhall Mokka X is absolutely 100% about you. Your music streamed, your devices connected with 4G Wi-Fi, and it's yours to drive for just £239 a month with advance rental. The sportier, bolder new Vauxhall Mokka X. It's your life. Go drive it. Search Mokka X offers. Personal contract hire offer on Mokka X Active 1.4 turbo manual front wheel drive in metallic paint. Advance rental 3346 plus 35 months at 239. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months at 7.3 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Wi-Fi requires OnStar activation, available as standard on selected models. 4G coverage limited. T's and C's apply. Register before the 1st of April 2017.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays for the northbound M1 through Northamptonshire. Two lanes are now closed between 18 for Rugby and 19 for Catthorpe in the M6 following an accident involving three lorries. As you move away from Blyth towards Doncaster on the northbound A1M, a lane's out for the recovery of a vehicle which has left the main carriageway. A breakdown on Greater Manchester's clockwise M60 is causing delays around junction 16 for Pendlebury and through North Allerton. Both sides of the A168 Thirsk Road closed because of an accident involving a lorry at Racecourse Lane. I'm Joanna Adams.
Hi, I'm a pufferfish and I can change my look whenever I need to. Usually I cruise along all skinny and nondescript-like, and then when I see something big coming, I blow myself up to the size of a volleyball. It's out with the spikes and we're away. Then, when the danger's passed, I deflate again. and it's back to little me. Big me, little me. Big me. Ah, not again.
There's an easier way to change your look. Try contact lenses free at Specsavers. See in store for details.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio.
On the next Full Set Breakfast, William Shakespeare wrote in Twelfth Night, if music be the food of love, play on. We'll give us a great big musical belch tomorrow with all the music goss. Russ Kane, broadcasting legend, talking to me, Paul Ross, on Talk Radio. All that and the big stories of the day on which you can have your say. Better call Paul with me, Paul Ross, on the Full Set Breakfast. We'll get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
1:22 in the afternoon. Hello, it is Talk Radio. Some of your reactions have been coming in. Cornelius, what have we got?
Lots coming in. John, I believe in the freedom of movement. That's why I want Donald Trump not to be issued a visa. That's coming from a millennial snowflake who believes he is a citizen of the world.
Right.
And John, Julia says young people should be left-wing, but it all changes when you start paying taxes. My reply to that is, well, I pay taxes and I haven't changed into a climate change denying Nazi who thinks gay people like getting HIV and likes to shout at interns.
Thank you very much indeed. Please do, if you've got a reaction, react it in this direction or just pop it into one of Talk Radio's reaction bins, of course, that you'll find in supermarket car parks next to the bottle banks. You'll recognise them. They've got a big picture of Julia Hartley Brewer's face on them, and all you need to do is slot your reaction into her mouth and they will be delivered to us when they are picked up in some skip lorries. Thank you very much. Let's talk about, I'll tell you what we'll talk about. We'll talk about today's big story. As Lily Allen and the Snowflakes take to the stage in London to protest against the orange Nazi with the hella crap hair, just who is right? Now, democracy voted him in on an immigrant-bashing ticket, and thus, he's just doing what he said he'd do. Is he not keeping his promise to voters? That runs one argument. But on the other hand, if no one protests against that, does it make one complicit to a world that looks increasingly unpleasant? Yes, foreign bombs and guns, but placards say others. There are arguments on both sides. Yesterday we learned of a petition to stop Trump coming on a state visit to the country, and today there's genuinely a petition that says he should come to the country on a state visit. Presumably Theresa May started that one. But the question is, do petitions, protests and placards actually ever work? To lob a light on that all is Abby Wilkinson. She's a political commentator. She's a Guardian journalist. She's on the telephone. Hello, Abby.
Hey.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for coming on. Now, as a Guardian journalist, I think we're going to know which side of the fence you're going to come down on here. obviously, let me just read you something, actually. To start this off, because someone posted this, I think, under Owen Jones's column earlier today. Because Owen Jones was writing about the organisation of yesterday's protest. And it says this. This is someone who wrote a reply. Just says, you know how these protests go. A big crowd turns up the first time. Nothing changes. The second time, the people who are only vaguely interested or came along because their friends did don't go, so it's much smaller. Mm. Nothing changes. By the third time, it's down to the usual suspects. The Marxist groups, Greenpeace, trade unionists. Nothing changes. Does it change anything, Abby?
I actually do sympathise with that. In that I agree that if you do want to kind of enact change, it needs to be continual pressure. And for people who aren't used to protesting, who showed up the first time, they do need to know that if they want things to change, if they want to help enact change, they need to keep on showing up.
Yeah.
But I think saying protests can never work is ahistorical. I mean, if you look at Gandhi's Salt March, Martin Luther King's March on Washington, the Berlin Wall protests, all of those things kind of attracted national and international sympathies to the cause and put pressure on politicians.
Yeah.
And that it does sometimes work. Often it doesn't work. It takes kind of sustained pressure, but it's one of the best tools that ordinary people have got available to us.
We've got that in voting, I suppose, in the end.
Yeah. Exactly.
But that's the other side of the argument, isn't it? Because if you say, okay, democracy, and we all agree that democracy is a good thing, but democracy is the reason Trump is in. He said he was going to do this. So by then protesting against it, are you protesting against... What are you protesting against? Is it democracy?
Okay.
Is it...
So I think there's two things here. I think, first of all, the fact that people voted for Trump, and it is actually a minority of the US population because he lost a popular vote. A lot of people didn't turn out.
Yep.
But I don't think everyone who voted for him necessarily expected this. There was a lot of don't take him literally, you know, all of this sort of a lot of kind of quite credible people were saying he won't really do it. The second thing is, if democracy is just tyranny of the majority, it's not really, that's not a sufficient ideal. I mean, Hitler was voted in, sorry to go there immediately.
Yeah,
fair enough. To go for a more contemporary example, lots of things have been legal in the past that were kind of horrendous. Slavery was legal. Recently, marital rape was legal in the UK until 1992. Lots of things that we'd consider kind of unjustifiable oppression of a minority group were kind of introduced by legal means, and democracy, you know, we have votes, we have elections, we have majority votes, but we also have to protect every, you know, certain human rights of everyone. Like, we can't allow the majority to vote to take away basic rights of a minority.
So given that we, as far as we know anyway, the government are not going to listen to these protests because the invitation is already out there, and the quote yesterday,
where's
I think, from Downing Street. Well, yeah, the quote from Downing Street was yesterday, it's going to, if we rescind the invitation, it's going to undo everything, yeah. And as we said, which is words that Donald Trump probably hasn't heard since that Moscow hotel room. And I just wonder, the government is now in an impossible position, even if they want to, they can't.
I don't know. I think Theresa May is really kind of underestimating the strength of feeling. And it's not, you know, and like the person who wrote in, she wrote under the Owen Jones column, yeah, said, it's like, you know, the left are always going to oppose this. But actually, a lot of kind of like decent, socially liberally minded conservatives I know are horrified at this.
Yeah.
They see it as kind of like proto-fascism. They see it as a threat in the US and globally, and they're disgusted at the Prime Minister that they helped put in power would be supporting this. They see it as a hard line. So I think if she thinks it's just going to be the left and people who would be against her anyway opposing this,
yeah,
and she's really underestimating.
But is it
what's
still though very much a minority? Because if you look at that petition yesterday, I think it's, what is it up to now? Almost, yeah, 2 million signatories. It's still, that's nothing, is it, compared to a 66 million population? Yeah. Now, is it that the other people just can't be asked or don't have an opinion? And when you look at the breakdown of the statistics of who signed it, of course, it's the Liberals, it's Londoners, yeah, it's ABC One, it's all that stuff, isn't it?
Well, I think that there are people who pay more attention to politics, and that, you know, maybe they're more likely students, the university towns, ABC One, but not exclusively. But the point of protest is to sort of, yeah, to attract attention, to get people who aren't as politically engaged, they're kind of more focused on kind of, you know, getting through their own life. I think it's understandable that people don't spend all of their time thinking about politics and thinking about what's happened in America, even, because there's so much going on at the moment.
Yeah.
The reason we have protests is to try and persuade those people that this is an important issue, and you try and gather support. And that's how these things work. When they work, it rumbles on, and you grab support and you gain support, and people start taking it seriously.
Is the problem partly
the pressure increases?
Do you think partly the problem is that people slightly lose interest in it because we're sort of, again, it comes back to that whole, it's like pre-Brexit thing of being preached at slightly, where people just get a bit on their high horse, a bit objection, oh, the Guardian are preaching at me again, kind of attitude. And I think, you know, there are so many petitions now and so many protests for this, that and the other, people just sort of lose the will to live, yeah, after a bit.
I think the thing about being bombarded with information, sort of thinking, oh, it's the Guardian again, it's true, but that's why I'm saying, I mean, obviously, I think many, many causes are important. But I think the thing about this one is it is outrageous, and it is outraging people who are normally quite supportive of a Conservative government. It's not just people who protest about a lot of things. This is unusual. This is shocking. The fact that my boyfriend is banned from America. We literally just got back from New York about a week ago, and he, yeah, won't be allowed to go back now because he was born in Iraq and,
right,
he left when he was two. He worked for the Financial Times. He actually worked in America for a few months. Just banned. Like, a lot of people you know might be affected by this. That's why it's particularly outrageous, Theresa May's supporting it. It's a horrendous thing anyway, but it's affecting British citizens.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's true. But again, it's a case of going, all right, and someone just texted in here saying, well, more people watched Arsenal at home than bothered to go on any kind of march yesterday.
Sure.
And so, but as you say, you know, the other side of the coin is, well, if no one does, then we don't get to hear about it. And then, you know, the opinion doesn't swell. Look, we're out of time. Before you do go, quickly tell me which of these banners was your favourite from the march yesterday. Okay. Super callous, fragile, racist, sexy Nazi POTUS. That was very clever. State visit, we say you canny, you big orange fanny. That's American for bottom. And Donald Trump, you are a C word. I mean, that was straight and to the point. Which of those is your favourite, Abby?
I like the super callous, fragile, racist, sexist, orange posters or whatever it is.
That's my favourite as well. Good. Listen, Abby, thanks for talking to us. Abby Wilkinson, political commentator and Guardian journalist. I mean, obviously. With the other side of that that particular coin about whether protests work or not, what do you think? Do you think, and which is your favourite slogan out of those three, by the way, as well, you can tell us that. Super callous, fragile, racist, sexy Nazi POTUS, state visit, we say you canny, you big orange fanny, or Donald Trump, you are a... So, let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The Brexit Secretary David Davis has warned MPs they will not be able to block the UK leaving the EU.
We asked the people of the UK if they wanted to leave the European Union. They decided they did. So at the core of this bill lies a very simple question. Do we trust the people or not?
Yeah. The first of 2 days of debates in the House of Commons is underway. There'll be a vote tomorrow on the bill, which will allow the government to officially start the UK's exit from the European Union. Downing Street insists any state visit to the UK by Donald Trump is months away and the timings haven't been set out. A former Foreign Office head claims the Prime Minister moved too fast with the invite and it puts the Queen in a difficult position. A court has heard the amount stolen in the 2015 Hatton Garden raid has doubled to around £25 million. Prosecutors are arguing that the men behind the heist should have their prison sentences extended. The fall in the value of the sterling has hit the cost of fuel, which has risen to a two-year high. Filling up a typical family petrol car now costs £10 more than in March last year. And former Doctor Who star Billy Piper has ruled herself out of replacing Peter Capaldi as the Time Lord, who's leaving after the Christmas special. The actress who played companion Rose is one of the women fans say they'd like to see in the title role. The weather largely cloudy with rain for many, but brightening up this afternoon across Northern Ireland. Highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's also more in 1 hour, of course, when Victoria will be back with bonus news. Mm-hmm. For her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. So, she has to make the time up with animal news, vegetable news or mineral news on consecutive days, as regular listeners will know. And today, it's mineral.
What?
It's mineral.
Isn't it mineral news today?
You did vegetable yesterday, didn't you?
No, I didn't do vegetable yesterday. I did mineral news yesterday.
You have to do it properly.
There was definitely animal news. A lot of people complained. A lot of people were desperate
like
for their...
Like who? Name me one person who complained.
Mineral. They wanted to remain anonymous. Mineral news fix, they said. And they
I don't believe anyone complained.
Hashtag mineral lives matter.
Yep.
It's not a thing.
It is.
It's trending.
Mm. It's not trending. You'd literally just make hashtag, that up.
Hashtag, think, as a journalist, you'd know it's trending.
Well, let me have a look at your screen.
Hashtag no mineral ban.
See?
Says there, no mineral ban.
No mineral ban.
You're as bad as Trump. Stopping the minerals coming
Trump.
Into the news.
No.
You're like Hitler in a dress. Oh, no, that's Julia Hartley Brewer. Sorry.
That's offensive.
Sorry, got mixed up with her from around there. Anyway, some news of Julia. Victoria's.
Julia news.
Julia news. That's all
funny.
That's all
because she, she's been whinging at Lily Allen or vice versa.
Right, okay, today's bonus news, Julia Hartley Brewer news.
Okay, fine.
Done. Right, that's in an hour's time. So you're listening to Talk Radio, and in a moment, a special programme.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban star, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, and it's just coming up to a time. Good afternoon. Talk Radio is what it is. Now, as you will see on the front of the Daily Mail, a number of celebrities went to Downing Street last night to join the protests against the state visit of Humpty Trumpty and also his refugee ban. Owen Jones, Lily Allen, the aforementioned Lily Allen, and Gary Lineker were all there. And for those who were not able to watch the demonstration live on the news, it's all right, because we've taken a leaf out of Lineker's book. And you can now catch up with the highlights of yesterday's protests on March of the Day.
Hello and welcome to March of the Day. I'm Ben from the pre-recorded sport. Joining me to give in-depth analysis of all the action from last night is Moose from the pre-recorded sport at 1pm if I'm running late, and Talk Sports and Sky Sports' and JD Sports' Jim White. It's great to have you both here. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Ben.
Well, it's now time to turn our attention to Downing Street last night, where Owen Jones and his team of left-wing campaigners were up against the government in a tough fixture which saw lots of surprises. Watching the protest for us was Victoria Bourne, who was in the basement of the building watching it on a television set, but with some atmosphere sound effects underneath to make it sound like she's there.
Hello and welcome to this fixture in what has already been an exciting season for politics. Today, I'm pretending to be here at Downing Street to witness the protest against Theresa May over the controversial invitation to Donald Trump for a state visit in which he'll meet the Queen. The two teams are both putting out a very strong lineup. On the visiting team, stars such as Owen Jones, Lily Allen, Bianca Jagger and Gary Lineker. The government on the home team are playing a strong defensive formation with Theresa May as captain, with support from Boris Johnson and Piers Morgan. It's not easy conditions for the protesters today. It'll be slippy due to the several snowflakes on the ground there. It could make for an interesting match. Well, it's been a strong start here for the demonstrators. A great turnout and lots of noise. However, there is a faint smell of weed in the air. That could lead to interesting results in the post-match drugs test. Well, so far, the government's managed to stand firm and not give in to the protests. It should be fairly easy for them to do this with the strong financial backing of a trade deal with the US. And that's it now. Full time here at Downing Street. The government have held strong despite a decent but ultimately fruitless effort from the protesters.
Well, exciting scenes there at Whitehall and, of course, at other locations across the UK. An interesting fight there from Owen and his team, but not quite anywhere enough to even shake the government's position. Moose, your thoughts?
Well, for me, Ben, the match was over before it even began. The government seemed to be unstoppable at the moment. I don't think any number of millennials armed with placards and Instagram accounts were ever going to be able to beat them.
Oh, absolutely. The government completely dominated. It was a really strong performance, which they needed after recent losses in the High Court and with the devolved government.
There were some great individual performances from both sides as well. Who stood out for you?
Well, I thought Boris Johnson was exceptional in Parliament yesterday, accusing Dennis Skinner of being distasteful with his comparison of Trump to the Nazis, while also having said that the EU wanted a super state like Hitler did, was very tenacious play, very cheeky, not something anyone could get away with.
For me, the real star was Gary Lineker. He took to that march as if it was a multi-million pound deal to advertise some crisps. He was really strong on the left wing. It was a great protest from him, and thank God it wasn't a dirty one, like during that match in Italia 90.
Excellent stuff. Thank you both very much for joining me this evening. Join us again next week, where the might of the RMT take on Chris Grayling in what seems like a never-ending rivalry. Good afternoon.
March of the Day there from Talk Radio, which is what you're listening to in the next bit of the programme then. Of course, Headline Hijack's on the way, and we'll meet today's Lonely Luncher. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml. Drink aware.
It's your last chance to get great savings on selected sofas at DFS. Hurry. Savings end Monday.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's severe delays through Northamptonshire on the northbound M1, with one lane still closed between 18 for Rugby and 19 for Catthorpe and the M6 after an accident involving 3 lorries. As you move north through Nottinghamshire, the A1M between Blyth and Doncaster is queuing because of an accident. A lane's out to recover a vehicle which left the carriageway. Still busy on the M60 clockwise around 16 for Pendlebury after an earlier breakdown, and no change in North Allerton for the Thirsgrove. The A168 closed southbound now at the A167 after an accident involving a lorry. I'm Jarena Adams.
Hello, I'm Frogspawn. Quite enjoying it so far, but... Whoa, what's going on? What's this coming out the back of my head? A tail. I've got a tail. Woohoo! I can swim. Brilliant. Hey, hang on. Legs? Arms? What do I need those for? Oh, a rock. I think I'm going to crawl onto it. I feel a bit odd. Feel a burp coming on. A frog! I've turned into a frog. Cool. Always wanted to be a frog, I think. Wait a minute, what's that kid doing with that jam jar?
Ribbit. Sometimes you need a change, which is why at Specsavers you can try selected contact lenses free for a month. See in store for conditions.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam Shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons and at other times. Good afternoon, good it, good that, what I said there. It's coming up to that time, that's coming up to the time when we get to that thing. Yes. Now, though, we've been looking at the news. President Trump, as you know, has sacked his acting attorney general for telling government lawyers not to enforce Trump's immigration border rules. So there's now a new attorney general in place who is, of course, very on side with the Trump message, shall we say. The Brexit debate is ongoing in British Parliament as we speak. There are 147 or 143 words, I think, 143 words. That's all the bill is. Often bills will run to pages and pages and be very, very complicated. So complicated, in fact, that I know certainly Cornelius, if you
would. Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, and it's similar with the news, isn't it? Because it's all very complicated. I know you think it's complicated.
Yeah, I can't get my head around it.
Well, don't worry, Cornelius, because that's why we are here. As ever, we take the big issues of the day and we analyse them in the afternoon through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables again. We present the news in haikus.
Trump sacks attorney general for enforcing the law like a snowflake.
Enforcing the law. As an attorney general, what an idiot. And so, to headline hijack. Now, in just over 10 minutes' time, there will be a made-up news story in the news. Fake, snowfake news, where a made-up news story gets into the main bulletin. Many people at the moment decrying the idea of fake news. We've been doing it every single day since we began, frankly. Way before anyone else had heard of it. Way before we made it fashionable. Make a news story up, hear it said as fact at 2 o'clock. That's Headline Hijack, that's how it works. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
All right, what's been coming in, Cornelius?
This has come in from Nathan, who says, Donald Trump's press secretary, Sean Spicer, in a conference this morning, has told the international press to stop reported inflated numbers turning out to the anti-Muslim ban protests in the UK yesterday. Spicer went on to say that no official numbers for the marches were released, and that the anti-Obama protests were much better attended in the UK during the first week of his presidency.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Nathan,
yeah. This has come in from Michael. New laws may come into place saying that anybody who doesn't recycle could be, in extreme circumstances, given the death sentence. Now, up to the present times, the only law for which someone can be executed in this country is treason, of course. However, due to Prince Charles's interest in climate change, not recycling can be seen as going against his wishes. Now, this will only come into play, of course, if Prince Charles becomes king. Mm. Make that very clear. If that's the only time it will go through as law. It can't while he's still
so
a prince.
Don't start recycling yet.
No, just wait till Prince Charles is king, then recycle, otherwise he will have you executed. And he'll do it himself as well. I'm led to understand that Prince Charles is going to personally hack off the head of anybody who doesn't recycle. If you didn't pop your head on the block there, you didn't recycle. Any last words? Dutchy original biscuit. Prince Charles there doing some executions. Anyway, get yours in, because there's only 10 minutes to go before the closure of today's Headline Hijack, and somebody's got to get their news story in. The number again, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. Text message costs 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And that brings us to the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Regular listener will know, I'm talking to you, that this is where we induct someone into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. The Lonely Lunch Club, of course. So we're looking for a new member each and every day. All you have to be is lunching alone. Maybe you are an Attorney General who has suddenly found themselves with more time on their hands due to the orange man with the hella crap hair firing you because you didn't go along with what he wanted. Whatever the reason, here's the email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, and you can become a member of the Lonely Lunch Club. Natalie's done so. She's on the telephone. Hello, Natalie.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. How are you?
Good. Yes, how polite of you to ask. Very well, thank you. However, you are lunching alone, Natalie, and that is something that we will not countenance, frankly, round these parts. We have no truck with it. We think people should be company should be kept throughout your lunchtime. We want nobody to be lonely, no one at all. Borders open to everyone, Natalie. Are you a Muslim, Natalie, first of all?
No, I am not.
Wouldn't have mattered if you were. You'd still be very welcome, just to make that clear. What are you doing, Natalie? Where are you doing it?
So I work in marketing, and I've literally just got a new job, and I work on South Bank.
Congratulations on your new job. What's your new job?
It's in a tech company, and it's all internal comms and stuff. Some events planning.
Nice.
But I've only just started yesterday, which is why I'm lonely at lunch.
Yeah, so you haven't made any friends yet, Natalie. That's very... It
doesn't, no.
So are they all horrible in your office? What's wrong with them?
No, they seem all nice. Yeah. But just taking a while to get to know some people.
It does, I suppose. You've got to be invited along to the lunchtime events, I suppose, that all the guys...
Yeah.
All the guys do. Well, I mean, to be fair, I appreciate you getting in touch with us rather than, you know, trying to build bridges with these people you've got to work with for the rest of your career. But that's fine. I mean, you know, we're here for you as well, as you know. All right, so your tech company, South Bank, lunching alone. Next question, of course, is what are you having for lunch?
So I'm having a baguette with... It's a vegan baguette because I'm doing vegan January.
Ah, final day though today, Natalie.
I know.
Tomorrow you can literally lick a pie if you want to.
Have lots of cheese.
Do that today.
Yeah.
If it's a vegan pie.
Well, if it's a vegan pie.
Even a meat pie, you can probably just lick it.
Pastry's got milk in it.
Has it? There's definitely vegan pies going.
Are there?
Oh, I reckon one Google search.
All right. So what's in your vegan baguette?
It's got tomatoes, salad, and an olive tapenade.
Oh, very nice. All right. Okay, nice. Mm. Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, tomorrow, what are you going to eat when it's not Vegan January anymore? Are you going to go meat crazy?
A burger, a pizza, yeah. Cheese board,
good.
Milkshake.
Good.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Has it been difficult doing Vegan January, though?
At the start, it was easy.
Yeah.
And then I've just got bored of it. It's very difficult now.
There's only so much olive tapenade one can eat, isn't there, really?
Exactly.
We'll put you in touch with our very own Jake Yap, this parish. He's one of them. Now, I say we close the borders to them. vegan ban, hashtag. And also, they're too weak to march, so... Right, so, Natalie, you now become inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. You get to get a gift prize. You'll be on the receiving end of a gift prize. You can choose one from a list of gift prizes. Here's some cheesy music for you right now.
Okay.
There you go. Now, the next thing you'll hear is, of course, a list of things. Listen carefully, and you can choose one of these exciting ranges gift things. Here we go.
A talk radio mug.
Yeah.
Yes, a talk radio mug. We're giving away a mug which argues with Lily Allen.
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it.
Haikus and despair.
A Talk Sport mug.
Yes, currently on Talk Sport is transfer deadline day. So find out who's deadlining a transfer today.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Yes, a book written by a man sat across from me.
Hello.
Who, you, by the standard of writing, you would think is blind.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
Yes, currently on Talk Sport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing, can you use protest placards as ten-ass rackets?
Is that the game? Is that the game based on the famous poster where the pantless tennis player is scratching her buttocks?
Yes. that game.
10 arse.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Colin Murray unfortunately fell victim to the big TalkSport News International ban last year, so he had to leave. But he left behind these calendars, which we fetched out of a skip.
They're out of date, but never mind, we've got loads of them.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
Yes, and when we asked for our own calendar, there was a typo in the email, meaning that we got these colanders.
So, Natalie, the choice is yours.
I'm going to go for the colander.
The popular, isn't it, the colander?
Popular, very popular.
Good news. You can, if it arrives today, you can squash your olive tapenade through the holes. Natalie, thank you very much indeed. Natalie there. With her final day of Vegan January. So, if you'd like to join the Tupperware Hall of Despair, if you'd like to be inducted into it and become a member of the Lonely Lunch Club, there's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. But for now, there's headline hijack afoot. Made up news, fake news, writ large in the news at 2 o'clock. Spoken as fact, celebrating the notion of fake news, not decrying it. And you've been sending them in, thank you very much indeed. But we are going to need a headline hijacker, somebody has to get their made-up news line into Victoria's mouth, and she will say it as truth to confuse those not listening to this bit, who are out for lunch and may well be getting back to their desks and switching the radio on momentarily. So, without any more ado, Cornelius.
Hello.
Who has got their made-up news story into the news, which is next?
It's Liz.
Liz. Liz. And where's Liz from?
Liz is from Birmingham.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say Lisbon. Okay, Liz, well, he or she, Liz, will have their made-up news story in the news, which is next. Still to come, work experience punditry. Today, new music being reviewed as Haneel is back. The only work experience we have whose parents wanted to call him Daniel, but wrote it wrong on the form. And there's the big debate at three, of course. And your chance to win some meat today. So this is good if you're just coming out of Vegan January. Chicken, beef or lamb. Or there is a box of organic veg because we're not racist. Or some sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
In a game of band or burger. Is it the name of a band or the name that an American restaurant has given to its signature burger? Play along, win meat. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's a Tuesday one. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
A new year has begun, so it's time to get started on that new building project. And with our great trade deals available now at Jewson, you can get the job done for less. Because right now, we've got OSB3 for just £14.40. And sticks like Turbo is an amazing £6 per tube. Trade deals at Jewson for everything you need to complete your project. Prices exclude VAT at 20%. For terms and conditions and to find your nearest branch, go to jewson.co.uk.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
On the radio. 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. Tuesday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Brexit bill debated. Trump state visit plan called very difficult for the Queen, and more Russian dopers.
Talk Radio.
MPs are expected to take a step towards leaving the European Union by debating a bill which would allow the triggering of Article 50. That's the process of starting exit negotiations, but some opposition parties want to thwart the legislation. Here's Shadow Brexit Secretary Sir Keir Starmer.
I wish the result had gone the other way. I campaigned passionately for that. But as Democrats, our party has to accept the result. And it follows that the Prime Minister should not be blocked from starting the Article 50 negotiations.
Downing Street insists any state visit to the UK by Donald Trump is months away and the timings haven't been set out. The Prime Minister is under pressure to retract her invitation after the US President's ban on people from seven countries entering America. A former Foreign Office head has warned it puts the Queen in a difficult position. Roya Nicker is a royal journalist.
Regardless of the royal family's involvement, this visit is going to be diplomatically very important between the UK and America in strengthening those ties. And there's no doubt that he wants those picture postcard moments. He wants the pageantry with the Queen and members of the royal family. We'll wait and see if he gets all of them.
There's been a big rise in the amount of valuables stolen during the Hatton Garden raid in 2015. A court said the total figure may have doubled to around £25 million. And as a result, the men behind the heist should serve more time in prison. Figures suggest there's been a steep rise in the number of complaints made about NHS mental health services in England. The number of formal concerns raised stood at just over 9,000 between 2010 and 11. Around 5,000 more complaints were made in the year to 2016. Labour is calling on the government to address the increase. And seven more Russian athletes have been banned for positive drugs tests. Their Olympic bobsleigh champion Dmitry Trunikov is among those sanctioned.
Have you finished that bit?
Yes.
All right. Well, I didn't know. It didn't really end.
I stopped speaking.
Yes, I thought there might be a clip or a...
No.
Or something like that.
No.
I just thought there might be...
No.
Always end on a high, they say, don't they?
Well, I'll end on a high once I've done the weather.
What if there are lows?
I'm not doing the lows at the moment. Doing the highs.
Okay, well, let's end on a high. Here's the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Largely cloudy with rain for many, brightening up across Northern Ireland this afternoon with highs of 12 degrees.
Always end on a high. There's Victoria with the interesting mime you did there. you shouldn't do that.
That's
get
more,
on with it!
More of a gesture than a mime.
Yeah. So there's Victoria with the news and the highs. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Just the one done deal in the Premier League on transfer deadline day so far, but plenty more business is expected to be concluded between now and 11 p.m. Hull have brought in Inter Milan defender Andrea Ranocchia on loan until the end of the season. Meanwhile, Inter winger Jonathan Biarbiani has turned down a loan move to Chelsea. Blackburn have signed Swansea striker Marvin Emnes on loan until the end of the season. Rangers goalkeeper Matt Jilks has joined Wigan on an 18-month contract. And Sky Bet League 2 Notts County have registered their manager Kevin Nolan as a player. The 34-year-old, formerly of Bolton, Newcastle and West Ham, was only appointed county boss earlier in the month, but the midfielder signed a deal. Now the club's transfer embargo has been lifted. Finally, there are seven Premier League games this evening. Among them, leaders Chelsea travel to fourth place Liverpool, and at the other end of the table, Crystal Palace look for a first top-flight win under Sam Allardyce away at Bournemouth. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, as the Brexit bill is being debated in the House of Commons, something unusual has been happening outside on Parliament Square. It's been noted that all the animals, including the wildlife and any domestic pets in the area, have started acting strange, as if a storm is coming. The Met Office says there are no signs that inclement weather is about to hit the UK.
Yeah, that's as evidenced in your weather bulletin. Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the news and the weather. She's all about the news, no weather. And now... What? Now comes some rest of the programme.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute.
Yeah. All right, then. 2:05, hello. If you're just joining us, welcome. Talk Radio. Yes, it is in the afternoon. I'm not Sheila Fogarty. It's a bit different to that on LBC. For instance, does Sheila Fogarty give away meat? I very much doubt it. Certainly not chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg. Why, Cornelius?
Because we're not roasted.
That's right. Cornelius there eating the meat that we were saying out of a surprise. There's also sausages. Why?
Because this is Tuesday.
What have you got for lunch today that you're eating just at work in the studio when we're doing a radio programme?
Vegetable curry with mushroom rice. Right. I made it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Anyway, so you can win some meat later in a game of Band or Burger. 87222s.
Start your message with the word tool.
I swallowed it now. Diversity pay-per-view on the way as well today. Today, Mark is in to review the papers from the point of view of diversity. Mark is a brown one. Big debate at 3. And we will be doing work experience punditry next. Before that, however, today's text in. Now, you've probably seen the banners, the placards, the protests, the petitions. Certainly a lot on the news last night, a lot in the papers today, of course, about all the people marching on the likes of Downing Street and in cities around the UK. But what you can't help but notice, of course, was that most of the placards, if not all, are a bit left-wing, aren't they? They're all left-wing placards. Did you notice things like, I'm trying to remember the one from earlier, Super callous, fragile, racist, sexist, Nazi, POTUS. Was one. State visit, we say you canny, you big orange fanny, was another one there, Scottish there. Canny is Scottish for cannot, fanny is American for bottom. And Donald Trump, you are a C word. But what was noticeable by their absence were right-wing placards. Because a lot, as we heard from Abby Wilkinson earlier from The Guardian, it wasn't just left-wing people on the march. She said there were right-wing people also on the march, but who happened to disagree with Trump's immigration ban. Mm. None of those people appeared to have been interviewed on the news, and I certainly didn't see any placards. So we thought, if you are a right-winger and you want to go on a march, we'll help you out with some placard slogans.
Some funny placards, yeah, funny right-wing placards.
Exactly. So that's what we're going to be doing this afternoon. So if you've got an idea for a right-wing placard that we can pass along to our alt-right friends, then please do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Here's one. Hitler didn't die for this. Walking down the road with that. I mean, it's offensive, but I mean, it is.
I think you've started quite far right there.
But that's what I'm saying. But, you know,
okay.
You know, if you, but people have called Trump a C-word, and is that right to be bandied around the street?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's
you
fair,
know what I mean? I don't
true.
Know. So, anyway, I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying this is the reality we're facing. Have you got one there, Courtney?
Yeah, well, I went to the protest last night, yeah. And there's lots always.
And you're a massive racist. So yeah, that's no. That was interesting.
And there was. Lots of Harry Potter signs is quite popular amongst the millennial generation.
Yeah.
But I thought stuff like Trump is Voldemort.
Yeah, oh, I saw that one. Yeah,
yeah, the right one could be Voldemort was misunderstood.
Yes. Yeah.
There you go.
Because it gives space for the argument on both sides, doesn't it? And that's important.
I've also gone for walls are good. They make ice cream. Everyone likes ice cream.
Walls are good. If climate change does exist, let's help it melt all the snowflakes.
There we go.
Come on, there we go. Right-wing placards, please, this afternoon. Send your suggestions for right-wing placard slogans in. We'll pass them on to the right wing. there's a number. It's 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with a hashtag. Yeah. Hashtag right-wing placards.
Let's do some work experience punditry. Haneel is back today reviewing music for us. Haneel, as regular listeners will know, is our work experience, our only work experience, whose parents wanted a Daniel but wrote the wrong thing on the form. Hello, Haneel.
Hello.
Good to see you back.
Yeah.
Good to see you back.
Yeah, good to see you too. How are you? Yeah,
very good, thank you. Fine. Yes.
Good. Well, that's good.
That's banter over with, isn't it?
Yeah, we've done that bit now. We can move on.
So what are we reviewing today?
Well, today I'm going to start with a piece called It's a Little Uncanny by Connor Oberst. Let's listen to it and then we can talk about
Connor
it.
Connor Oberst.
I miss Christopher Hitchens. I miss Oliver Sacks. I miss poor Robin Williams. I miss Sylvia Plath. Every morning's a desert. Every night is a flood. They say a party can kill you. Well, sometimes I wish it would. But I'll be strong enough. I'll be a man enough. Oh, I'll keep my...
Well, I'm going to stick my neck out and say I like that.
Yeah, I thought you might quite like that.
I do like
that. It's got a sort of straightforward... you know, kind of rock and roll feel to it, really.
It has. Vibe there.
Yeah. So this is coming off the new album, Salutations, which is released on March the 17th, actually, it's coming out.
Okay.
And I didn't know too much about Conor Oberst, because he's from this band Bright Eyes, which was sort of like a solo project band. And I sort of first heard of them in 2005. They had this album called I'm Wide Awake, It's Morning. And there was a song in there called First Day of My Life, which is sort of, at least from my point of view, is like his most successful song.
Okay.
It's kind of the only one I've heard of. But I was doing some reading about him, and it turns out that was... he released that in 2005. He's 32 years old now. Before that song came out, he'd released 56 original songs on four albums as Bright Eyes. He'd released five other albums with other bands that he'd been in. He released his first solo album, self-released it on a cassette when he was 13. His second solo album came out when he was 14, self-released. So by this point, he's 32 years old. He's released 25 albums.
That's some work, yeah, isn't it?
He's absolutely prolific.
I mean,
yeah.
Who knew?
I know. Well, yes, exactly. You know, none of it had broken through to me anyway, which presumably was his target.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But now...
Well, now the floodgates can open, you know.
Look at us changing it right here.
Well, now we're getting it on air, and the sort of, you know, the thousands and millions of people who are listening can now hear about Conor Oberst for the first time, presumably. Yeah. They've got 25 albums to get through. It's like when you discover a new TV series and you sort of watch all the old stuff. People can do that with the albums.
Have you gone back and listened to old stuff? I mean, is it?
No, of course I haven't. No. I only listened to this song.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
yeah, well reviewed.
Thank you.
Is it? But now it's made me want to. I mean, like that.
Yeah.
I like it when songs reference contemporary things in, like, you know, you don't get many songs mentioning Christopher Hitchens, do you?
No, it's quite like rare, yeah. There's an album that just came out before, which was released in October. So he releases albums
pretty
regularly, yeah. And on that one,
we're just getting news. He's just released another album.
This is out of date. We've got a
March the 18th. That one's it.
On the previous album, it's just him playing acoustic guitar, singing at the piano, and playing the harmonica. He does a lot of harmonica on this one as well. There's another track called Tachycardia, and it's got a bit of a Bob Dylan vibe. I mean, it's sort of a bit tenuous, I think, when someone plays the harmonica and you say, oh, it sounds like Bob Dylan, but there is a bit of that. The Rolling Stone compared the last album to Blood on the Tracks.
Okay, so that's high praise.
It is, yeah. I don't know if it's the same or as good, but it's good. It is
well,
good.
Well, the point of these music reviews is, of course, is to give us a little taster of something we might not be aware of, necessarily, and to want us to dive in further.
Oh, definitely.
Which is what you've just done with that.
Yeah, so, and it gives me a taste of things that I'm not aware of as well, which is good. So it's a double-edged sword.
So where did you hear about the new album from Conor Oberst before?
It's difficult to tell. I don't know where you really hear about any of these things. I guess maybe on the radio, on a different radio program.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if that's cheating.
To that, but yeah, that's fine.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. But maybe online, I don't know, word of mouth.
Yeah, all right.
Who knows?
There you go. So Conor, is it Oberst or Oberst?
I think it's Oberst. O-B-E-R-S-T.
We're just getting, he's changed his name back to Bright Eyes. We're just getting
he's changed it back to Opal Fruits.
Nice.
It's a Starburst.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. All right, well, shall I go on to the next one?
Please do, yes.
So now, someone who's releasing their 26th album, but they're not 32 years old, they're 63 years old, it's Mike Oldfield.
Mike Oldfield! Christmas.
In Dulce Jubilo. Well, this is a new album called Return to Omadorn, and it's coming out... Oh, it came out last week, actually, on January the 20th.
Did it?
It did.
Have you got a bit of it?
We do have a bit of it, which we can listen to presently.
Right, Mike Oldfield here. Well, if nothing else, that's perfect for Asprod Cass's funeral, isn't it? That's Now, that's Mike Oldfield. Now, yeah. It's no Moonlight Shadow, is it? Which is his best work, apart from the theme to The Exorcist, of course, Tubular Bells.
Oh, yeah, Tubular Bells. Well, it seems like Tubular Bells has sort of been hanging over him personally and in terms of his career.
Well, Moonlight Shadow was a great song.
I haven't heard that one.
You're actually. A Moonlight Shadow?
No.
Allow me to broaden your musical horizons.
Please do.
Your homework, Anil, is to go and find Moonlight Shadow by Mike Oldfield.
Okay.
And I think vocals by Maggie Riley.
All right, I'll check that out.
Okay, do. Yeah. But that's rubbish, isn't it, that one?
Yeah, it sounds a bit like Telstar, that old... That was the first British number one in the States. Oh, no, the second, I think, something like that, instrumental song. Or it sounds a bit like... It could be the theme tune to sort of like one of those old Captain Scarlet style...
Yeah.
You know,
I thought it sounded just like a carousel music.
Yeah, yeah, that too as well. Well,
What's Omer Down? Is that a place?
Well, he had an album in 1975 called Omer Down.
Yeah. Omer Dawn or Omer Down?
Omer Dawn.
Omer Dawn, yeah. Right. Okay.
It's a return to that album, as suggested by the title, Return to Omer Dawn. And that was his third album. The word Omadorn is just sort of a nonsense word. Apparently he spoke to one of the musicians they're playing with and asked them to write down the first words that came into their mind. One of those words, I don't know whether this is telling or not, was the word idiot. And then he got someone to translate it into Irish, which is Amadan, A-M-A-A-D-A-N.
Yes.
And then he just sort of spelt it incorrectly, and then it's Omadorn.
Right.
So that's what the title means. This is his first release in the format of like one long track, just like Tubular Bells, sort of like a 40-minute track. Since 1978, he plays every instrument on the album, which is 22 instruments, and it came out last week. And Tubular Bells opened the Virgin Records label.
Well, that's right, yes, indeed. Much of Richard Branson's fortune is based on sales of Tubular Bells, which, of course, was an enormous record.
Really. Yeah, 1972 that came out.
Helped a lot by The Exorcist having it on its soundtrack.
Absolutely,
All right, but honestly, Moonlight Shadow.
Yeah, I'll check it out,
All right, so 17 minutes past two. Stay with us, Anil, because I know we're going to be talking about more things. What are we going to be talking about next?
Next, we'll be talking about Arcade Fire and Mavis Staples' song, I Give You Power.
Right, let's actually do that. But we'll do it after Traffic and Travel, because that's on the way next. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. It's Work Experience Punditry. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Winston Wolf, direct line, you are?
Jane, the landlord.
So I understand a piece of equipment is misfiring. There'll be some cold bodies in this house. Sorry, Jane, your boiler is broken.
That's going to cost an arm and a leg.
Don't worry, you've got direct line landlord insurance. They cover boiler breakdowns as standard with buildings cover. Get it repaired or replaced, they'll pay the cost.
Brilliant.
Switch for boiler breakdown cover as standard with buildings cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Excludes wear and tear. £200 excess applies. Not a call-out service. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Standard MDF, 1220 by 2440 by 9mm, just £9.54 a length. Trade essentials at TradePoint. Excludes VAT at 20%.
£1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. Brr. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Wiltshire's M4 is struggling westbound near Swindon. Two lanes are out between junctions 15 and 16 for the recovery of an overturned trailer which was carrying portable toilets. The northbound M1 through Northamptonshire is heavy because of an accident just before you get to 19 for Catthorpe and the M6. One lane still closed for the recovery of the vehicles involved. Traffic around Tamworth is struggling. Tame Drive, the A51, both sides of that over the River Tame closed because of an accident. And in North Allerton, the A168 Thirst Road remains closed south at South Parade following an accident involving a lorry. I'm Joanna Adams.
If you're after a great deal on broadband, PlusNet is here to help. Unlimited broadband and line rental from just £20 a month for 18 months, plus a one-off £6.99 postage and packaging fee. That's more helpful than Helpy Helperson, the world's most helpful Norwegian. Hello! Not now, Helpy. Get unlimited broadband and line rental from one simple monthly price of just £20, now with £50 cashback. Offer ends 7th of February. Visit plus.net now. PlusNet will do you proud. Price may change. 18-month contract. New customers in low-cost areas. Only traffic prioritisation applies. See plus.net / traffic terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night.
We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers.
We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep.
Late night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons. Hello, it is Talk Radio. Yes, and if you are, by the way, caught up in the traffic and travel brought to you there by Jimmy No Adams, then do watch out for that lorry that's shed a load of portable toilets. By the way, try not to brake heavily and leave any skid marks. Little travel toilet joke there. Feel free to join in with those if you want. If you were particularly bowled over by that. Now you're thinking, aren't you?
But if you are in the area,
here we go.
The police have put a cistern in place just to get through.
Very slow cistern.
I haven't got any.
Cash just said we were a pair of ball cocks, which is a toilet thing. So, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with
toilet
travel-based
news. Anil's still here. Just getting word, by the way, that the toilets were shed on a particularly sharp U-bend. Anyway, Anil's here. He's reviewing music for us. Work experience, punditry, of course. We're hauling the next generation of broadcasters. But what? Go on.
Apparently the whole road's blocked.
Broadcasters, pundits and critics dragged up into the industry by us, reaching a helping hand down and pulling them up. That's what we tell them anyway. The real reason is, of course, they don't have to be paid. Hanil, as we've already talked about, Mike Oldfield's new release. And also, what was his name?
Connor Oberst.
Yeah. Where are we going now? RK5, you say?
Yes, that's right. Okay. Let's listen to it and see how it sounds.
What's it called?
It's called I Give You Power.
I give you power over me. I give you power, but I gotta be free. I give you power, now I say. I can't watch you take it away.
What do you think?
Arcade Fire, you say?
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like them.
No.
It doesn't at all.
Doesn't sound like them, no. It's Mavis Staples singing. She's a 77-year-old R&B singer.
Right.
Who was sort of big in the 60s.
One of the Staples singers.
One of the Staples singers, yeah. The very same. So she's a sort of civil rights activist sort of throughout her career, an R&B singer. And she's got together with Arcade Fire to release the single, I Give You Power. All proceeds are going to the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union. It's got 750,000 members, founded in 1920.
Yeah.
And it's just been active the whole time in civil rights causes.
Yeah.
So this is obviously...
Especially prescient now, then.
Absolutely, yeah. So this is in direct response to to Trump and his election and the sort of the threat to civil rights that's taking place very
clearly.
Well,
it's a very good song, isn't it? I mean, Arcade Fire, I can ordinarily take or leave.
Yeah. And you like this one?
I do like that.
Yeah. See, some of my friends I've spoken to who like Arcade Fire and take them rather than leave them normally are sort of unsure about this because it does sound quite different. I mean, it definitely comes off the back of their last album, The Reflector.
I like there are certain tracks. It's the same with anything now. We've talked about this before. Yeah. Whereas Arcade Fire or Reflector is a great track itself. Yeah. But by the time you're sort of three or four tracks into an album, it just sounds the same.
And it's a long album as well, that one. Yeah, see, I think I definitely like their first album the most. And then after that, it does threaten to be samey. But, you know, I mean, like we spoke about a few weeks ago with Elbow, I felt like I had a sort of breakthrough with them. And I sort of got beyond the sameness and sort of found all the sort of discreet subtleties between them then. Yeah. I think there's potential for that for Arcade Fire. I mean, there must be because they've, you know, they're so popular and they've got so many fans.
Yeah.
But I haven't got to that point yet, certainly. But this one's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Arcade Fire as well, actually, have got a good history of doing civil rights stuff. Their fifth album's coming out this year, incidentally. But since 2005, I didn't know this, a pound from every ticket sale has been donated to Partners in Health, who are a non-profit healthcare organisation based in Boston.
Right.
So £1 of every ticket sale. And they've raised over $1 million for AIDS relief, $1 million. And they've encouraged more than 50,000 of their fans to volunteer for Partners in Health. And in 2004, they did a benefit for Haiti. Because Regine Chassin, who's the female lead singer, who's married to Wynne Butler, who's the male lead singer, she's got Haitian descent, so do a lot of stuff for Haiti as well. So they've got this really prominent, not nearly as much as I realised, you know, sort of activism.
All right.
So it makes sense that they've got together with Mavis Staples, who obviously has the same.
God, I give you power. Next and finally.
Yes, finally, another Trump-related song. This is Angel Olsen and A Fly on Your Wall.
I found a feeling.
First thoughts, first impressions.
It's not for me.
Yeah. It sort of, it kind of threatens to
classic
trudge along
Trump
a little bit.
Trump supporter.
What?
Because it's an anti-Trump song.
Yeah.
And you don't like it.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
That's what Blank was with you.
Because I like Trump. And all those bands that played at his inauguration. I'd know, boring.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sort of, I've listened to this song a few times and it slowly sort of won me over because it threatens to sort of just sort of be a bit dreary and kind of trudge along, but I think eventually it starts to sound quite bold, you know, with those sort of like stomping chords on every beat. I mean, Angel Olsen's someone I like anyway. I'm going to go and see her at the end of May, and this is the first song of this thing called Our First 100 Days, which is this organisation who are sort of promoting activism every day for the first 100 days of Trump's presidency.
Okay.
So they're releasing releasing a new song every day for 100 days, and this was day one, Angel Olsen.
It's almost as much as Trump releasing things day by day, such as executive orders.
Yeah, well, I think it's in direct response.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is going to be sort of as felt as powerfully as his executive orders. But maybe in you know, connection with a few other things, it might be.
So what's it's called Fly on Your Wall. Obviously, it's his wall.
Well, I don't know. See, I was looking at the lyrics today to sort of see what the relation was. There doesn't seem to be very much relationship to anything to do with Trump or anything for that matter. It just seems to be about being a fly on someone's wall and seeing things happen and remembering about them, but there's nothing direct certainly to do with Trump.
Right.
So I don't know whether it's supposed to be something completely like every 100 songs is supposed to be a protest song, or whether it's just a matter of releasing things and buying the single gives proceeds that can go towards activism and that sort of thing. So this one certainly doesn't have it. It's not a protest song, but it's to do with the protest movement.
Okay, so out of all of this, we've had Arcade Fire, we've had Angel Olsen, we've had Mike Oldfield, and we've had Connor Oberst.
Yeah.
You do, of course, have to give them a mark. Not individually.
Collectively blended
mark
together.
Out of 10.
I'm going to say that Mike Oldfield brings it down quite a lot, but other than that, it's quite a strong week. So I'll give it an 8 overall.
It's pretty good.
Could have been a 9 if it wasn't for Mike Oldfield.
If it wasn't for Oldfield ruining it.
Yeah, he ruined it.
Go and listen to Moonlight Shadow, though.
I will do,
I say, and you'll probably up it to 10 with that.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because that's a good, it's a good song.
Yeah.
Anil.
Oh, I'll check it out. Yeah,
also, by the way, breaking news, during that half an hour segment, Conor Oberst released 5 more albums.
Well, all of his songs will be played next week.
Good. Hanil, thank you very much
for coming
in. Another music review there from Hanil. We'll see him next week. In the next bit of the programme, there will be a diversity paper review. We may well be out on the streets, should we have time, to find out what the people think, taking the pulse of the nation as we like to by sticking microphones into the mouths of strangers. Today we're asking them, do they think geography or noodles? Find out after the news. Big debate will be at 3 o'clock, and of course you can win some meat. Chicken, beef, lamb, a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist, John.
That's right. Or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
In a game of band or burger. Is it the name of a band or the name of an American restaurant's signature burger? 87222 if you'd like to play. Start your message with the word talk. 2:30 now on a Tuesday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The government has urged MPs not to block a bill that will allow the start of the EU exit proceedings, with Parliament being told the point of no return is already passed. There'll be 2 days of debate over the plans before a vote tomorrow night. But the Commons has heard impassioned speeches by some of those planning to oppose it, including the SNP's Stephen Gethins.
This is a backward and damaging step, and it is an act of constitutional and economic sabotage. Yeah.
President Trump's team has defended his decision to fire the acting Attorney General, Sally Yates. She was dismissed after she questioned the legality of Mr. Trump's executive order banning people from some Muslim countries from travelling to the US. A judge has heard the value of the loot stolen in the Hatton Garden jewellery heist has more than doubled to £25 million. Prosecutors are arguing the men serving time in prison for the robbery should see their sentences increased. 7 more Russian athletes have been banned for positive drugs tests. It's the latest in a long line following the McLaren report that alleged the country operated a state-sponsored doping programme. Olympic bobsleigh champion Dmitry Chonakov is among those sanctioned. In a statement, Russia's anti-doping agency said that he'll serve a 4-year ban, but it didn't explain what violation he committed. And former Doctor Who star Billie Piper says she'd like to see a woman play the Time Lord, but she's ruled herself out as the replacement for Peter Capaldi. He announced he's stepping down from the role after the Christmas special. The weather largely cloudy with rain for many, but brightening up this afternoon across Northern Ireland with highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now. So today, of course, it's in every day, Victoria must do bonus news at around 2:30 because bulletins are shorter than they used to be. So what we like to do is make the time up by bringing you, bonus news. Oh, no, ordinarily it's animal news, vegetable news or mineral news. That covers everything off. But of course, scientists everywhere will know that there is something that's not covered by any of those categories. It's not animal. It's not vegetable. It's not mineral. It's Julia Hartley Brewer.
Julia Hartley Brewer News.
Okay, so Talk Radio presenter Julia Hartley Brewer has become embroiled in a bit of a spat with the singer Lily Allen. At first, she denied it.
Talking about protests, I've got Lily Allen tweeting me and now accusing me of deleting a tweet and insisting that I've started a debate with her. I've never tweeted her.
Before saying this.
No offence, Lily Love. Why would anyone do that? Just, I mean,
well,
really,
We're going to pick up that.
I've got a 10-year-old at home who talks more sense.
Oh, indeed. But the two have since been discussing.
Is she available to present mid-mornings on Talk Radio?
Lily Allen's 10-year-old daughter. Yeah. She should give it a try.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Carrying on your interruptions, you know, because that's a theme. But the two have since been No, it's true. Like, I was trying to get a clip of Julia and there you are like, oh. Anyway.
I don't speak like that.
Well, whatever. So the two have been...
I didn't interrupt once.
Oh my gosh, yes, you did just then. Do you want me to do this or not?
Yes, please.
Okay, so the two have since been discussing last night's anti-Trump protest on Twitter. Julia tweeted saying, Lily Allen knows a bit about crowd sizes. The police say 10,000 protested Trump visit last night. But what the heck did they know? Before, the pop star, who'd been involved in several political arguments, replied saying, the police say, see the police at Leveson too. Anyway, this moment will now be referred to as... The baton de Lily.
Why?
Because that's what she called it.
Anyway, the argument comes just days after a different Twitter spat between Julia Hartley Brewer and the comedian Robert Webb. The Huffington Post reports they had a differing opinion on Brexit and the reactions of the pro-Remain and pro-Leave teams, which went on for quite a bit. I've got a bit here, so you can have a look if you want. If you want, you can read them out, or I could just skip through to the bottom.
I'll be Robert Webb and you be Julia Hartley Brewer.
Me?
Yes.
I thought Cornelius.
Okay. So where does it start?
At the top.
Right.
At Robert Webb. Yes, absolutely.
Is that an impression of Julia Hartley Brewer?
Yeah.
All right. I think it sounds more like this. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I was trying to do.
Oh, okay.
I think that was offensive.
Absolutely. Of course they did. It's all my fault. Sorry.
I don't know what accent that even is.
For what I believe.
What is that?
I don't know.
It sounds so much like your Michael McIntyre, though.
Robert Webb then replied to Julia Hartley Brewer, I shouldn't pick on a journalist that the U was for leave, but you're tweeting caps and caps. I'm doing you now.
Oh my gosh.
Encapsulates the denial of responsibility, your mess.
So why don't you direct your anger at the leader of the Remain Party for the blatant lie? This is all just nonsense.
My own anger is placed on Farage, Gove and Johnson. I wonder about yours. Why so defensive? You won, didn't you?
I don't understand. How can you despise democratic accountability with such a passion? You know, and pretend, you know, your position is moral.
I find it difficult to respect a result that was achieved through outright lies. We're through here, Julia. Have fun on the show.
There
Robert
you go.
Webb.
There you go.
Out of off of Mitchell and Webb.
And finally, Julia Hartley Brewer says she's happy the studio's aircon is fixed, but she expressed her dismay that it was for the first time in weeks too cold. By the time her show was over, she'd pumped up the heating to, I think it was around 22 degrees on the heat setting, which makes it feel really warm and smelly.
Right. The reason it's cold when Julie's in here is because it comes out of her heart.
Well, no, usually it's too hot.
Yeah, that's because she likes it like she has it at home in hell.
So that's Julia Hartley Brewer News on Talk. Why did we do Julia Hartley Brewer?
Julia Hartley Brewer News.
I can't even...
We just had that and we needed to use it.
I can't remember what that was for now.
I don't know. I don't know.
No, anyway, that's what it was. It was bonus news. It made the time up because Victoria's news is shorter than it used to be, so it's done its job. Thank you, Victoria.
I'm not sure you're welcome.
Okay. In the next bit of the programme, a diversity paper review on the way as Mark will be taking us through the newspapers. And Mark is brown. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney. Get involved.
This afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
By the way, just an update for you. If you were listening to the Traffic and Travel, there was a lorry load of portable toilets has tipped over. We learned that earlier from Jane Adams. And Andrew Higgins has been on, probably in the vicinity, and has just texted us some information. There's severe congestion, he says, due to these tipped toilets in the Fartford Tunnel and a shed load near Skiddyminster.
Davis as well says apparently some of the toilets were stolen from a police station, but currently the police have nothing to go on.
Now, we've been out on the streets, as you'd expect us to bring you the very latest as to what the people on the streets are thinking. What we do is we go outside, we put microphones into their mouths and ask them what they think, because that's the quickest way to the man or woman in the street. And their opinion, of course, well, yours is very welcome as well. While you're thinking about what you think, here's what they think. When we asked them today on the streets, hey, people on the streets, do you think geography or noodles?
Geography.
Geography. Noodles.
Geography.
Noodles.
Noodles.
Geography.
Geography.
Noodles.
Noodles.
Geography.
Geography.
Noodles.
Geography.
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 Noodles.
Noodles.
Geography.
Geography.
Noodles.
Noodles.
Geography.
Noodles.
Noodles.
Geography.
Noodles.
Noodles.
Geography. Noodles.
Geography.
Geography.
Noodles.
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 Geography.
Geography. Noodles.
Noodles.
Geography.
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 Noodles.
Noodles.
Geography. Noodles.
Noodles.
Geography.
Geography.
Noodles.
Geography.
Geography.
Noodles.
Geography.
Noodles.
Noodles.
Geography.
There you go. That's what the people think. They think geography or noodles. But the question is, what do you think? That's what's important. We want to know what you think. Do you think geography? Or do you think noodles? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to John Holmes and Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Get ready for 7 days of fabulous in the sun. That's 7 days of fashion, 7 days of fitness tips, 7 days of celebrity interviews and real life stories. Pick up the sun for your fix of fabulous every Monday to Saturday and your glossy fabulous mag on Sunday. Don't miss it. Every day in the sun.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on two-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted by 31st of March 2017 and registered by 30th of June 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Excludes selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161. Or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Wiltshire's M4 is all open after early problems on the westbound carriageway near Junction 15 for Swindon. The M1 North past Rugby is still very slow as you head towards Catthorpe for the M6 after earlier problems. And not too far from that, the eastbound A14 around Junction 1 for Welford is slow because of an accident. There's delays around Tamworth caused by the closure of Tame Drive. The A51 over the River Tame is closed both ways because of an accident. And finally, in Merthyr Tydfil, we've got reports that the A465, the head to the Valleys Road, is currently blocked both ways near the A470 because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
If you're after a great deal on broadband, PlusNet is here to help. Unlimited broadband and line rental from just £20 a month for 18 months, plus a one-off £6.99 postage and packaging fee. That's more helpful than Helpy Helperson, the world's most helpful Norwegian. Hello! Not now, Helpy. Get unlimited broadband and line rental from one simple monthly price of just £20, now with £50 cashback. Offer ends 7th of February. Visit plus.net now. PlusNet will do you proud. Price may change. 18-month contract. New customers in low-cost areas. Only traffic prioritisation applies. See plus.net / traffic terms apply.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. gold and silver equine trappings, beautiful lady riders, splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jacob's super entertaining Sunday breakfast programme. Yak your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, for a start, of course, there is Prince Charles doing a speech at the World Jewish Relief event. Did you know that? That's what he's doing today.
Of course I did.
Yes. There's a president called Donald Trump. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that one.
Well, he's banned some people from a place, and there are protests about it. And now Theresa May is under fire to rescind his invitation to meet the Queen. The Queen, who we learned from the news as well, Donald Trump is going to put into a difficult position, which makes me wonder what that position is and whether it's going to be as difficult as the one he put those prostitutes into in a Moscow hotel room. Will the Queen urinate on a mattress for Donald Trump? That is the question we're asking this afternoon. Also, of course, they're discussing Brexit in Parliament at the moment, and whether or not Article 50 is being debated. It's only 143 words long, but it is currently being debated in Parliament. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
Don't
it.
Don't you worry, Cornelius, because here we are to help you understand it by running it through the gauntlet, if you will, the Japanese gauntlet of short form oriental verse. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
May refuses to listen to protests as they can't offer a trade deal.
Presumably, with that in mind, she's more than willing to negotiate with Selco or TradePoint. Just saying. Right, it's time for today's diversity paper review. It comes courtesy of Mark. Today's diversity paper review does. Regular listeners know that this is where we go through the papers. Yes, so what? So does every other programme, John. Ah, yeah, but not with a different diversity each day to make us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. They don't. Today, Mark's here. As I say, Mark's diversity is that he is
brown.
Yes. What newspaper are you starting with, Mark?
The Daily Mail.
The Daily Mail.
Yeah, the Daily Mail. Right. You may have heard of it.
I have.
There's two stories in the Daily Mail I want to talk about.
Okay.
The first one is the Sugar Police. They're a new police force, yep, that has arisen the last few years, mainly in Western Europe and North America. And they crack down on the sugar intake. And they have said that cake needs to be ditched from the workplace and that we're eating too much cake in the workplace.
Cake. But this is one of those stories then that where we're once again being told what to do, is it, by the liberal elite, who are telling us now we can't eat cake. Let them eat cake.
Do not let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake. Didn't Marie Antoinette not really say that in vain?
Well, maybe this is the last hurrah of the liberal elite. They know that people are coming to chop their heads off like they were in France
Revolutionary
all those years ago.
France. Yeah.
And now, instead of telling us to eat the cake, they're telling us not to eat the cake.
So what's wrong with the cake? Is it just the fatty, fatty thing?
It's going to make us fat. Yeah. And what's happening, apparently, in workplaces up and down the country, including in the newsroom in talk radio, people are bringing cakes in every day because it's always someone's birthday or there's always something to celebrate. You know, like Con might have gone on a date the night before.
That's unlikely, but yeah.
He might have given his seat up to a pregnant lady.
He did do that once,
yeah,
that's true.
And he bought in a cake to celebrate, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, actually. But it was mostly the fact that he kept going on about it so much made us all just be sick of him, and thus all the only cake we got was a stomach ache.
Yes.
I brought a cake in at the beginning of last week, which was my daughter, the remnants, if you like, of my daughter's seventh birthday. So I'm guilty of this. I'm guilty of cake bringing.
You're a feeder.
I am a feeder.
Paul Ross brings in a box of cakes every day.
He does.
Every day.
Does he?
Yeah, every day.
Paul Ross brings the revelation. Paul Ross, off of the Full Set Breakfast, brings in a box of cakes every day.
Absolutely,
cakes,
every day.
Biscuits, crisps.
Without fail.
Whatever's on offer at Sainsbury's, you'll find it in Talk Radio.
Wow.
And Tesco's and whatever other supermarket he wants to visit that
week. Okay,
yeah. It's brilliant.
It's one
of the many reasons I like him.
Perhaps he stops off at that service station near that roundabout.
All right,
well, that's very good, very decent of him, but he's making everyone fat, so actually he will be arrested by the sugar police, will he?
Yeah, the sugar police will be after him. They're suggesting leave the cake at home and bring in your colleagues some fruit instead.
Yeah, but your colleagues will hate you then.
Yeah.
Because you don't curry favour with a colleague. Well, you could bring a curry. You don't curry favour with a colleague by bringing a fruit, do
I
you?
I felt that was pointed towards me. That was a comment towards me, wasn't it?
In what sense?
Bring in a curry.
I don't know what you mean.
No, it's because I bought in a curry today. Look.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh!
See?
That's why. Is that because you knew I was coming on?
No. Yeah.
He knows how to speak to your kind.
Yeah.
What else have you got?
Right, I think you might have been talking about this earlier, but I'm going to bring it up again.
Yeah.
There's been a protest. Well, there was a massive protest in London yesterday.
There certainly was, yeah.
And there was several other protests across the country as well. Manchester, Leeds, Exeter. Basically anywhere which had a university seemed to have a protest.
Yeah, well, we were talking about this earlier. We had Abby Wilkinson on from The Guardian.
Yes.
And the question really was, do protests work? Placards, petitions, protests, do they work? And what's the point if only that number of people turn up? It's not a great percentage of the population. Do people care? And they only, again, seem to care if they're sort of ABC1 or part of the liberal elite, don't they?
Yeah.
So I wonder where you stand on that, and what so you know, because the papers have all very much gone for the
being Asian, obviously, you know, from my motherland,
yeah.
We kind of we pioneered peaceful protest out there,
yeah.
And that worked. I mean, Gandhi and his not so hateful mob managed to persuade the British that India was allowed independence, and you know, maybe the way the kind of the independence process was handled was a bit cack-handed, but actually the protest that got us there,
which triggered it in the first place,
was important. And I mean, there's been a long history of other protests that have solidarity in Poland as well, which was very important in terms of bringing down the communist regime over there, and a lot of other protests across the world.
Egypt more recently, possibly as well,
Tahrir Square and all the Arab Spring and all that stuff, though that kind of didn't really hasn't ended so far. So
it certainly hasn't, no, but it does alter things. But here, that's not going to alter things. You know, the papers are full of it today, of course, but it's not going to alter anything at all, is it? Because the government aren't going to be swayed by...
But that's kind of what the government's got to say until they decide to alter it, right? Otherwise, people would just protest for everything, which they don't want to do. And what can happen from some group of people is they do end up protesting for everything, and that means that when they do end up going to protest, it looks like everything else. Yeah, it's ineffective.
Because there are too many protests and petitions, and everyone jumps on the bandwagon, and everyone else just goes, "Oh God, again."
Yeah, you know, exactly.
So it loses its momentum. Yeah.
Exactly.
So it is a problem. I don't know what the answer is, but it is.
Well, the answer is only protest when you really, really, really want something to happen, and it's really going to affect you, and it's really going to create a. Not it not happening will really make your life and a lot of other people's lives around you better.
There you go. See, look at that rhetoric from
well
Mark.
Done.
There,
yeah.
Good Mark.
Well
I'm glad
done,
you're.
Mark.
I'm glad you're here.
Thanks.
That was very good. All right, next.
Anyway, you may or may not know this. It's transfer deadline day today.
I do know it is, but I'll be brutally honest with you. I have no interest in football or knowledge of it, and I don't really know what it is.
Okay, so transfer deadline day is in the month of January.
Yep.
Football clubs across the world are allowed to buy players in. They're only allowed to do it in two windows, in January and in August as well. I think there's a slightly longer window in summer.
Okay.
But in January, it's very important for all, or it can be important for some clubs because this can be their last chance for the end of the season to kind of rejig their squads around and bring players they want in and get rid of players they don't want to be in their squad.
Right.
And a lot of sports media people make a big deal out of this, and in the past a lot of money has been spent on this day, the last day of January. However, this year isn't really living up to expectations.
So this is where we start hearing all these high figures being bandied around as clubs bid for expensive players and it's outbidding your rivals and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. So you want to get a player and bring, you know, score you those 10 goals you need to go and win the league.
Yep.
Or for what's happening this season is you want to bring in a player that might be able to get you a few wins and pull you away from the relegation zone. And
so is everyone playing
is
a little bit financially safe this time, or are not the big players necessarily? Is everyone up for the transfer window? I mean, is anyone up for grabs?
In theory, anyone's up for grabs. So you could go to any football club and be like, how much do you want for? But depending on the length of their contract, the clubs can ask whatever, however much money they want. So they might be like, yeah, you want to buy our best player, we're going to ask for 100 million for that. And they're going to go, well, we don't want to pay that. So what's happened this year is that a lot of the big clubs, or almost all the big clubs, haven't bought anyone, which is really unusual and really unexpected, because the Premier League's got the biggest TV deal in the world, so they've all got more money than they've ever had before, which people automatically assumed would mean that they'd be more free in spending it, but they're not.
Yeah, why? Do we know why?
I have my own personal theory.
Please,
I think it's because a lot of them changed managers in the last 6 months to kind of 6 to 18 months. They're all building projects, and you don't get good value for buying players in January, so they'd much rather save all their money for summer and go in a massive bonanza then. It's kind of like you never buy yourself anything before Christmas, you always buy it in the January sales.
Yeah, yeah.
And even though this is the January sales, in football it's not the sale, it's just a time to shop.
One question, what shape is this window?
I think it's a bay window.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I wonder, because what they should do to make it more interesting for those of us that aren't necessarily interested in this at all.
Yeah.
Is, do you remember that programme, was it called The Wall? No Donald Trump reference, but that on BBC One. It was sort of game show where
hole in the wall.
I love that. That was great tea time viewing on a Saturday, wasn't
holes
it?
Holes kind of wall, and various celebrities in Lycra had to make the shape of the hole in order to fit through the hole in the wall, or
Dale
they got pushed
Winton.
Into some water. Dale Winton
hosted it.
Yeah. Now, if they did that, right? So if they lined up all the footballers that were able to be transferred, right, and they had to fit through the various windows in the wall, but by making interesting shapes, that would surely make it more of an interesting process.
Yeah, probably. I'd definitely be up for that.
Yeah,
like, yeah, that's a really good idea, John.
Thanks.
Have you ever floated this to Sky Sports or the Premier League?
No, but I think I'm planning to now. Now you've said I needed sort of someone to tell me it wasn't stupid.
No, definitely not a stupid idea. I think this has definitely got legs.
You should text the Moose.
He's at the
heart of the sporting
world. I'll ask the Moose. Yeah. Jim White.
He's like today. Some people call it Jim White Day today because he's so like he's deadline day. What Father Christmas is the Christmas day?
Is he?
Yeah.
Why?
Marketing.
Okay, Jim White over on TalkSport, of course. For those that are wondering what the hell we're talking about. So, all right, good. What else is in the papers? I think you've explained that to me.
Have we got time for
very,
birthdays?
Very quickly, birthdays. Yeah, let's do birthdays.
Okay, so Eric Ash, who's the electrical engineer from UCL, he's 89.
Of course.
Princess Beatrix, not our one, but the one from the Netherlands, she's 79. Professor Chris Brink, Vice Chancellor of Newcastle University, is 66 today. I think he's a former Vice Chancellor, sorry. Brink. Minnie Driver, who I think I saw at Baker Street Station the other day, but I'm not even sure if she lives in the UK. She's 47 today.
Good anecdote. Yeah.
Yeah. Baroness Brenda Hale of Richmond, the Deputy President and the Justice from the UK Supreme Court, is 72 today. Conservative MP Stuart Jackson, from Conservative MP for Peterborough, he's 52 today.
Thanks so much indeed. So let's, as is traditional, sing happy birthday to each of them.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Sir Eric Ash, Princess Beatrix of the Netherlands, Minnie Driver, who I may or may not have seen at Baker Street Station the other day, Baroness Hale of Richmond, and Stuart Jackson MP.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, John.
With the diversity paper review, his diversity is that he is
Brown.
Thank you. We'll see you next week. In the next bit of the programme, there will be the big debate at 3. Your chance to win some meat, importantly, chicken, beef or lamb, or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg, all in a game of band or burger. Is it the name of a band or the name of a signature burger in an American restaurant? If you'd like to play 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
We'll be doing it before 4 o'clock. It's just coming up to 3. The news is next with Victoria.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift. Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml. Drink aware.
Businesses like our cars come in all shapes and sizes. There can be just one of you. Or two of you. Five of you. Or even 100 of you. It's why we designed the stylish and spacious Mazda 3, the large and luxurious Mazda 6, and the versatile Mazda CX-5. So whatever size business you are, there's a Mazda to suit. All designed around you, so you and your car feel as one. Monthly rental prices start at £159 for the Mazda 3. Search Mazda for more details. Mazda. Drive together.
T's and C's apply. Initial rental of £954. All rentals exclude VAT at 20%. £159 per month includes £500 dealer contribution. Finance subject to status. 18s and over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services contract hire.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At just after 3 o'clock. Hello, it's Talk Radio. Welcome along Tuesday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, MPs debate Brexit bill, pardons for gay men, and a new Doctor Who.
Talk Radio.
MPs are debating the bill which will give the Prime Minister the go-ahead to start formal negotiations to leave the EU. The Brexit Secretary David Davis has told the House of Commons one of the core issues is whether they trust the will of the people.
It's not a bill about whether the UK should leave the European Union, or indeed how it should do so. It is simply about Parliament empowering the government to implement a decision already made, a point of no return already passed.
But Labour MP Ben Bradshaw has told Talk Radio he doesn't agree with the tack the government is taking.
Once we invoke Article 50, that's it. It's a one-way track out of the European Union, and if the government has its way towards the hardest of hard Brexits or even WTO rules, catastrophic for our economy, and I can't support it.
Some breaking news. MPs are going to debate a 1.6 million strong petition calling for the downgrading of US President Donald Trump's state visit to Britain. It'll happen on February the 20th. It comes as Downing Street has rejected claims the Queen has been put in a difficult position over Donald Trump's invite. Theresa May's spokeswoman says she doesn't accept the view of the former head of the Foreign Office that things are awkward for Her Majesty because of controversy surrounding the President. Lord Ricketts says a trip should be delayed.
I don't think it's in anyone's interest that he should come at a time when there are huge protests going on in the streets. We want to welcome him in a celebrating way. It's a crucial relationship. They're vital allies to us. It doesn't feel to me like the mood is right at the moment, which is why I'm suggesting maybe it should be done in two phases.
In the last few minutes, the Justice Minister has announced thousands of gay and bisexual men convicted of the now abolished sexual offences have been posthumously pardoned. There were calls for wider action after Second World War codebreaker Alan Turing was pardoned in 2013. The men behind the Hatton Garden jewellery heist could have years added to their prison terms as the value of goods stolen has doubled. The court's heard the amount taken is now estimated at £25 million. And Richard Iowardi, Ben Whishaw and Harry Potter star Rupert Grint are among the names fans are suggesting as the next Doctor Who. Peter Capaldi has announced he's leaving the role after the next Christmas special. Billy Piper, who played the Time Lord's companion, has ruled herself out.
Thank you, Victoria, for that.
Okay.
News there.
Yep.
Some news, wasn't there?
Yep.
Is it finished?
That's why I stopped speaking.
Well,
that's why you started speaking.
No, not necessarily.
We go through this most days.
I know, but I'm never sure necessarily where it ends.
Yeah, but if I've stopped speaking...
But you stopped speaking before the breaking news, and I then looked up, but then you appeared at something and then decided it was breaking news, so I didn't know whether that was the end.
Clearly it wasn't the end.
Well, I know that now.
You should say something like, just an out thing, like, I'm Victoria Bourne. Or for Talk Radio, I'm Victoria Bourne.
And that was the news.
Yeah, but I've got to do the weather.
Here comes the weather, you could say.
No.
Talk Radio National Weather.
From the Wireless Newsroom.
I don't think we'd call it that.
What would you call it?
I don't know.
From the Miserable Newsroom.
The weather, largely cloudy with
cake,
rain from
with
many.
Cake on the desk.
We don't have any cake today.
Oh, well, someone's been listening to the news then and not bringing in cake anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
Surprised the news desk have been listening to the news.
I didn't think they knew it.
With rain for many, but brightening up this afternoon across Northern Ireland, highs of 12 degrees. That is the end. My name is Victoria Bourne. This is for Talk Radio from the Wireless Newsroom.
You said that is the end about four sentences before it was the end.
Now it really is the end.
Is that the end?
It's hard to tell because you said that earlier and then carried on.
Is that the end?
Here's
Ben now with the pre-recorded sport today, live from a care home where it's the future. And so now robots take care of the residents.
I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. It's not been a transfer deadline day for the history books, with only two Premier League signings so far. Southampton have loaned Nice goalkeeper Moez Hassan until the end of the season. The 21-year-old reunited with St. Bosport Puel, who worked under him in the south of France. And Hull have brought in Italian defender Andrea Ranocchia, who's joined from Inter Milan on loan until the end of the campaign. Elsewhere, Queen's Park Rangers have signed striker Matt Smith from Fulham. Brighton have brought loan signing Glenn Murray back to the club from Bournemouth on a permanent basis for an undisputed rate. Chelsea forward Marvin Endes has been on loan until the end of the season. Rangers goalkeeper Matt Jones has joined Wigan on an 18-month contract. Finally, there are seven Premier League games this evening. Among them, leaders Chelsea travel to fourth place Liverpool. And at the other end of the table, Crystal Palace look for a first top-flight win under Sam Allardyce away at Bournemouth. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with the pre-recorded sport, live from a care home where it's the future and robots are now taking care of the residents. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just taking some more of your right-wing placard slogans. We've noticed from all of the news that most of the placards that you've seen appear to be left-wing, which when we spoke to Abby Wilkinson from The Guardian earlier, she said there were a lot of right-wing people on the protest yesterday who, while being right-wing, still disagreed with Trump's immigration ban, but we didn't see any right-wing placards. So we're trying to come up with some slogans for our right-wing people. So far, a lot coming in. Thank you very much for them. If climate change does exist, I hope it melts all the snowflakes. That was one, of course, that came in. Thank you very much. Hitler didn't die for this. Was another placard that was suggested. Cornelius, what have you got coming
in? Yeah, this is coming from Joe, who said, Enoch Powell is my pal.
Yeah. I don't see the benefit in benefits, another slogan for some right-wingers there. Keep calm and carry on oppressing. Mm. And I agree with everything Julia Hartley Brewer says.
Oh, no. I know we shouldn't have done that. That's too far.
All right, so keep those coming in, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's do the big debate. So as Donald Trump gets rid of top-tier members of his government for disagreeing with him, many newspapers are today saying that that is unprecedented. Well, I don't think so. Kim Jong-un of North Korea, for instance, has been doing that for years, and there's nothing crazy about him, is there? Mind you, Kim Jong-un feeds anyone who disagrees with him to dogs. And Donald Trump isn't due to sign the executive order that allows him to do that until next week. So, I mean, if we're honest, the two leaders couldn't be more different. And it could never happen here, could it? It's not as if Theresa May would remove members of the cabinet who disagreed with her. Well, apart from Michael Gove, George Osborne, Nicky Morgan, Oliver Letwin and John Whittingdale. And Jeremy Corbyn certainly wouldn't fire anyone who disagreed with him. Except for when he fired Hillary Benn and then Ivan Lewis by text message, both from the shadow front bench, for disagreeing with him. The exception of Ivan Lewis. Is it hard to understand what all the fuss is about? Well, on the line now is Matthew. He's called Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Matthew.
Yes, easy now. John, how you doing, bro?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Thank you for calling in, Matthew. Now, you heard me say what all the fuss is about, but you misheard that and thought I said fossils. And you've called in to argue the case against fossils. You've told our researcher that you think we've had fossils for far too long. They've been around for, let me quote you, millions and millions of years. We don't need them anymore. What's the point of them? Get rid of them. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly, man. Look, if you ask me, if you're going to ask me, yeah, John, the ground is for two things. I want to see two things in the ground, the two things alone, dead people and seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I don't want to see in the ground is, like, the bodies of, like, creatures from millions of years ago who have died and got in the ground and then get covered by sediment and ore over millions of years and then the profound pressure put on them, piles and piles on top, while those bodies decay, and then the cavities left behind get filled with natural minerals, which solidify into perfect replicas of said bodies. That is called a fossil, yeah? What I don't want is Tony Robinson gallivanting around waving fossils in my face like he's proud of it. Nah, burn them!
Right, burn fossils. Huxley's listening to you there. Huxley's called in Talk Radio on a telephone number. Huxley, good afternoon.
Hello, Mr. Holmes. Yeah,
hello there. Thank you for calling in, Huxley. Now, you've heard what Matthew said there. He's, the only things he wants to see, welcome. The only thing he wants to see in the ground is dead people and seeds. Doesn't think over millennia these fossils should be even allowed to form. He says get rid of them. What do you think?
Well, I would like many young people. He seems rather obsessed with bodies in the ground.
Yeah.
I think fossils make the ground more interesting. They're not just dusty rocks. I represent a Fossilcom, the fossil regulator.
Yes.
We make sure that people in the UK get the best from their fossils.
Yep.
And that the fossils themselves are protected from idiots who are obsessed with bodies and things like that.
Yeah.
Such a nonsense.
So you do an important job, is what we're saying. Fossilcom do an important job.
Yes, yes. It is just me, actually. We're not official as such. I have a hat, and I will examine a gastropod at close range for a minor fee.
What's what does your hat look like?
Well, it's rather battered, careworn, dear old thing. I've had for over 150 years. Okay. I've got my own calcificulator.
Mate, that's whack, bro.
Yeah.
That's whack.
Now, Matthew's saying that's whack, whatever that means.
I don't know what he's talking about.
What is it? What
is whacking?
What are you whacking, Matthew?
Well, what I think is whack is that he has a hat. Yeah, look. Yeah. I have
why is a hang on? Why is a hat whack? Why is a hat
hats,
whack,
bro? I got three of them.
Yeah, do they whack?
No, they ain't whack, but one is whack, but I put
what are the other two
on top of each other in angles that, like, properly make it look like a rainbow on my head, yeah?
Yeah,
each
but,
hat
yeah, but,
has its own unique bling, yeah, and that ain't whack, bro.
Yeah, but if one's whack, what are the other two? Wick?
No, you get wiggity-wiggity whack,
Knack?
And that's sick.
Well, I've got a hat. It's not unusual for people to have a number of hats. One could be whack, one could be Nick, one could be Knack, one could be Paddywhack.
Yeah, but you need the wiggity-wiggity. You put the wiggity-wiggity-whack and that becomes sick. What you don't want is just whack, because whack is whack and nobody likes whack.
Right, I think we're straight, slightly off the point here, but what we do know is that Huxley has a fossil hunting hat. Sorry, Huxley, go on.
I am terrible. All this youth lingo about whacking things, probably whacking bodies or something, making me very dizzy.
Let's talk about... Matthew, hang on one moment. Let's just get back on the subject here, rather than
fossils.
The whack hat. Would you ban... I'm going to ask you this for an interesting reason, Matthew, but would you ban fossils from all countries out of interest, or just ones that you don't have business interests in?
Well, that's interesting, yeah. My enterprise, it spans many countries, so I have to show my interest in those countries.
Yeah.
So I would be concerned for the well-being of them countries.
Yeah.
Now, what I suggest is that we get a fella like Tony Robinson. Look, the beginning of his job is boom, yeah? He digs up them fossils. That's what I like. Get them out of the ground. But then he starts running around showing them on telly and promoting the idea of fossils as if they're some sort of good thing, like they're not getting in the way of my looking for buried treasure. When I'm looking for buried treasure and I just find a fossil there, it's like, what is this fossil here?
Let me just... Whoa. I just want to pick you up on something there. You said the only things you liked in the ground were dead people and seeds, and now you're banging on about buried treasure. Got you.
Yeah, what am I doing with the buried treasure? I'm getting it out of the ground, bro.
All right, I guess carry on.
I think Matthew may have been doing too much whacking.
Let me talk about the because we've talked about Fossilcom, which is Huxley in a hat. Let me talk about the anti-fossil movement, which I know, Matthew, you're involved with. Now, this is fossils out, of course. But if you're shouting fossils out, here's the point. Does that not just play into their hands? If we leave them in the earth, right, then you can't see the fossils. So why do you still have a problem with them? Is it just because you know they're there? What's your problem? Why can't we just leave them there?
Well, you're not seeing the positive side of this, John. There's an environmental issue here. Have you ever heard of something called fossil fuel?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, this whole country's powered on fossil fuel.
Yeah.
So if we dig up them fossils, bruv, we put them in your car, you'll fuel your car, and they last as long as them fossils been in the ground. So you could power your car for up to 3 million years using a single fossil, bruv.
Yeah, we know. I mean, they're spending a lot of money researching that.
That's not
why fossil fuels are the future.
Yeah.
No. There was a fossil fuel craze in the 80s, and people were unloading sacks of brachiopods into Nissan Micras, and it just ruined the engines.
Yeah, that's
not good at all.
He does have a point. There's no real evidence for fossil fuels working in that sense at all.
Yeah, but them engines were whack, bruv.
Is the hat whack or engine whack now?
Mate, if something ain't good and it breaks, if you stick a fossil in it, it's whack. By the sounds of it, my man's hat over there is pretty torn apart. It was pretty ragged.
What's it got to do with Timmy Mallett?
Timmy Mallett?
Whack-a-day. Is that when days are whack?
Well, whack-a-day was from a time when whack was a good thing, you know?
It's changed over time.
You know, now bad means good, wicked means good, sick means good.
I understand.
You know, and whack is back to being bad.
Right. Let me just tell you about these trials they're doing in Sweden. I don't know whether you're aware of them.
Trials in Nisden?
Sweden.
I
don't have any interest in that.
I want to tell you what they do there. This is interesting. You will like this because it's interesting. Because they had a problem with fossils in Sweden. They didn't want them either. What is a fossil? It's essentially a flat-packed dinosaur, isn't it? Right?
Yeah.
And so what they do now in Sweden is they flat-pack dinosaurs. That's what they do. Rather than have fossils, they make sure they flat-packed dinosaurs millions of years ago, so now they're just available off the shelf. They got the idea, of course, from fossils of chairs, tables, and bookshelves and wardrobes from millions of years ago that they dug up in fields, of course, which is where the whole idea of IKEA came from these fossilised chairs and bookshelves and so on and so forth. But what I'm saying is Sweden's got it right, haven't they?
What, is this dinosaur meat fresh?
No, they're just flat-packed dinosaurs. That's what they are. It's like that's what a fossil is.
Are they putting it in a car?
No.
We did a waste of time.
Sorry, come in, Huxley, go on.
We did some trials in Nisden.
Yeah.
Yeah, we dug up a small patch of earth and looked for some rocks. For 10 years.
Yeah.
And then nothing happened.
And there we must leave the debate. Because we're out of time. Do we need fossils? Matthew, could you sum up the debate for us in one word, please?
Wiggity, wiggity, whack.
And Huxley?
Yeah. Thank you.
There we go. And the debate must draw to a close. But we'll open it up to you now. That's the point, isn't it? You've heard what Matthew had to say. And Huxley there works for Fossilcom. It's just him in a hat. And they've got opposing points of view. But what do you think? Do you think we need fossils? I mean, are they so... They literally old hat, as like Huxley's is. I mean, do we need fossils anymore in post-Brexit Britain when we've got shoeboxes full of receipts and soup? Do we need them? Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
911, what's your emergency?
I'd like to talk to the police. I've been robbed.
Robbed?
Well, hustled.
Okay, and do you know who did this to you?
Yeah, it was a British guy. Ronnie O'Sutherland?
Ronnie O'Sullivan?
That's him. Turns out he's a 5-time snooker world champion. Took all my money, car, pants.
Where was this, sir? Memphis, San Francisco?
Chicago.
That's the 5th time this week.
What?
Nothing. We'll deal with this, sir.
He took my pants!
Ronnie's teaching America a lesson. Ronnie O'Sullivan's American Hustle. Coming to history Thursdays at 10.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Standard MDF, 1220 by 2440 by 9mm, just £9.54 a length. Trade essentials at trade point. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda, save money, live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml, drink aware.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Just south of Sheerness in Kent, the A249 through Queenborough is blocked both ways because of an accident. The top of the M25 is busy anti-clockwise near Enfield. That's after emergency repairs to a pothole. Things are moving well around Tamworth again. The accident on the A51 Tame Drive has been recovered and that route's reopened. North of Nottinghamshire, delays for the northbound A1M towards Doncaster because of an accident. And just west of Merthyr Tydfil, there's restrictions for the head to the Valleys Road. The A465, a two-vehicle accident means a couple of lanes are closed. I'm Joanna Adams.
I'm really proud of my dad. He put everything into the farm, you know. Ploughing the fields, fixing the fences. Now I think of it, he spent more time talking to his tractor than he did to Mum. When it came to organising a hearse for his funeral, there was only one choice.
At the Co-op, we know how important those personal touches are. With over 100 years of experience, we'll do everything we can to help you give a loved one a fitting farewell. Co-op Funeral Care. Call or visit us online.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, a lot of your reactions have been coming in, of course, to do with today's big debate here on Talk Radio. Do we need fossils? They're there, aren't they? You can't see them a lot of the time, but they're there in the ground underneath your feet. Often they've been there for millions of years, not bothering anybody. But Matthew wants them dug up and burned. And he also says they're good for fossil fuels. Of course, in the 80s, he rightly pointed out that there was experiments to power cars with fossils. What you would do is find people collecting fossils and then pouring bags of them into Nissan Micras. And there's debate on both sides about this. Do we need fossils? Do we not need fossils? Do we need them in post-Brexit Britain when we have got shoeboxes full of receipts and soup? Cornelius, what's coming in?
Lots coming in. John, all fossils are small, patterned and unique. What does that make them? Bloody snowflakes. That's coming from a racist.
Yeah.
John, I'm sick of all these fossil fools who think they can get rid of them. We need to keep them. Otherwise, how are we going to entertain Donald Trump? I don't know what that means. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. John, of course, let's not forget the government have promised Brackets, although they might go back on it. Yeah, I know.
Government.
Thanks for sending this in, Lucy. Government have promised 40,000 more fossils by the end of 2018. And then she writes, everybody has the right to a fossil if they want one. But of course, fossils are unaffordable. A lot of people can't even get on the fossil ladder.
No.
Which we have to remember as well. John, this argument's ridiculous. There were no fossils involved whatsoever in 9/11. No remnant of a dinosaur preserved in rock has ever killed a US citizen on American soil. Yes, there was Jurassic Park, but they were alive. So that's,
that's a good point.
That's a good point made there. So do keep yours coming in, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, earlier on, if you're listening to the programme, you will know we discussed in quite some detail the marches that were happening yesterday in London and in other cities, of course, around the country. Many of them, of course, there was a march, petitions, placards, protests everywhere, and Talk Radio, as you'd expect it to, commissioned a special programme for those that may not have missed it. A lot of the Daily Mail coverage of it. A number of celebrities the Daily Mail have today going down to Downing Street last night to join the protest against this state visit of Donald Trump and his refugee ban. Owen Jones, the columnist there, Lily Allen, and even Gary Lineker were all down there at the London demonstration outside Downing Street. But for those who were not able to watch it live on the news, don't worry, because we, your friends at Talk Radio, are here. We can catch up with the highlights of yesterday's demonstration in London in March of the Day.
Hello and welcome to March of the Day. I'm Ben from the pre-recorded sport. Joining me to give in-depth analysis of all the action from last night is Moose from the pre-recorded sport at 1pm if I'm running late, and Talk Sports and Sky Sports' and JD Sports' Jim White. Great to have you both here. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Ben.
Well, it's now time to turn our attention to Downing Street last night, where Owen Jones and his team of left-wing campaigners were up against the government in a tough fixture which saw lots of surprises. Watching the protest for us was Victoria Bourne, who was in the basement of the building watching it on a television set, but with some atmosphere sound effects underneath to make it sound like she's there.
Hello and welcome to this fixture in what has already been an exciting season for politics. Today, I'm pretending to be here at Downing Street to witness the protest against Theresa May over the controversial invitation to Donald Trump for a state visit in which he'll meet the Queen. The two teams are both putting out a very strong lineup. On the visiting team, stars such as Owen Jones, Lily Allen, Bianca Jagger and Gary Lineker. The government on the home team are playing a strong defensive formation with Theresa May as captain, with support from Boris Johnson and Piers Morgan. It's not easy conditions for the protesters today. It'll be slippy due to the several snowflakes on the ground there. It could make for an interesting match. Well, it's been a strong start here for the demonstrators. A great turnout and lots of noise. However, there is a faint smell of weed in the air. That could lead to interesting results in the post-match drugs test. Well, so far, the government's managed to stand firm and not give in to the protests. It should be fairly easy for them to do this with the strong financial backing of a trade deal with the US. And that's it now. Full time here at Downing Street. The government have held strong despite a decent but ultimately fruitless effort from the protesters.
Well, exciting scenes there at Whitehall and, of course, at other locations across the UK. An interesting fight there from Owen and his team, but not quite anywhere enough to even shake the government's position. Moose, your thoughts?
Well, for me, Ben, the match was over before it even began. The government seemed to be unstoppable at the moment. I don't think any number of millennials armed with placards and Instagram accounts were ever going to be able to beat them.
Oh, absolutely. The government completely dominated. It was a really strong performance, which they needed after recent losses in the High Court and with the devolved government. There were some great individual performances from both sides as well. Who stood out for you? Well, I thought Boris Johnson was exceptional in Parliament yesterday, accusing Dennis Skinner of being distasteful with his comparison of Trump to the Nazis, while also having said that the EU wanted a super state like Hitler did was very tenacious play, very cheeky, not something anyone could get away with.
For me, the real star was Gary Lineker. He took to that march as if it was a multi-million pound deal to advertise some crisps. He was really strong on the left wing. It was a great protest from him, and thank God it wasn't a dirty one, like during that match in Italia 90.
Excellent stuff. Thank you both very much for joining me this evening. Join us again next week, where the might of the RMT take on Chris Grayling in what seems like a never-ending rivalry. Good afternoon.
March of the day there from Talk Radio with Ben and Moose from the pre-recorded sport and Victoria from the news reporting live from a room downstairs pretending she was at Downing Street. And Jim White from out of off of Talk Sport.
We got him on deadline day. It's quite good.
Yeah, he was quite busy. He didn't enjoy it. Right, that's fine. So that'll be on the podcast probably or something. Probably, I don't know.
Yeah,
there you go. Right, so in the next half an hour of the programme, would you like to win some meat? You can. It's chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. So all of that up for grabs. In a game of band or burger. Is it the name of a band? Or is it the name of a signature burger in an American restaurant? Play along. By calling this number. No. Texting this number. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Don't call that. It won't work. Just text it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Just said that. So we'll do that in the next half an hour. That's what we'll do. And we'll talk to our foreign correspondent, talking to us from somewhere foreign, in the original foreign, in the next half an hour. That's right. Here's Victoria now with the news at 3:30.
Talk Radio.
The Brexit Secretary David Davis has warned MPs they will not be able to block the UK leaving the EU.
We asked the people of the UK if they wanted to leave the European Union. They decided they did. So at the core of this bill lies a very simple question. Do we trust the people or not?
Yeah. The first of 2 days of debates in the House of Commons is underway. There'll be a vote tomorrow on the bill, which will allow the government to officially start the UK's exit from the European Union. It's been announced MPs will debate next month whether the US president should make a state visit to Britain. It's after 1.6 million people signed a petition calling for the visit to be downgraded because of controversy surrounding Donald Trump's travel ban. So-called Turing's Law has come into effect. It means thousands of gay and bisexual men who are convicted because of their sexuality have been posthumously pardoned. A court has heard the amount stolen in the 2015 House and Garden raid has doubled to around £25 million. Prosecutors are arguing that the men behind the heist should have their prison sentences extended. And the fall in the value of sterling has hit the cost of fuel, which has risen to a two-year high. Filling up a typical family petrol car now costs £10 more than in March last year. The weather, dry conditions developing in the northwest overnight. Elsewhere, there will be more persistent rain spreading northeast over England and Wales. Lows of 6 degrees. Tomorrow rain will ease through the morning with some bright spells developing. Mild with highs of 10 degrees. There is more in half an hour.
There is more in half an hour.
Thus signalling the end of this news bulletin.
Ah, there. Now you're getting it. Because we need to know. We need an out cue. Because you know when Ben signs off his pre-recorded sport?
Yes.
Here we go. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport. So we need something. It's like a trigger.
Well, I've had a suggestion through, actually, on Twitter.
Just a suggestion.
Somebody tweeted me at Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E, saying that I should use a dog whistle. But then I started looking into sound effects of dog whistles, and it really hurt my ears.
Just glad to know that you're busy in the newsroom.
I updated the weather forecast.
I mean, it's all you did for the last half an hour before the...
No, I wrote up some new stories as well.
And then look for dog whistle noise.
Yes.
A dog whistle, you can't hear a dog whistle.
Well, you can.
Have you ever heard a dog whistle?
Well, not a physical dog whistling, but an item called a dog whistle.
Yeah, good, because a dog can't...
Just to clarify.
A dog can't whistle.
Well, how do you know?
Through its lips.
Are you sure?
Have you ever seen a dog purse its lips?
No, but I don't own a dog.
Ah, that's not the question. Have you ever seen a dog?
Yeah, but I don't spend that much time with dogs.
Have you ever seen a dog?
Yes.
Has it ever pursed its lips?
Probably not.
There you go. How's it going to whistle? Just...
Well, there are lots of things that people do when you can't see them. And dogs, even, as well.
You all right?
No. Can I go home
does
now?
Has it been a long day?
Yes.
Okay. Victoria there. You can go now if you want, it's fine.
Thank you.
Go and have a lie down.
Yeah, I might do.
Yeah. Nothing else to do, particularly. Newsroom, don't do anything. Foreign correspondent chat coming up next on Talk Radio.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio with your ears. Just one sec. Yep, got it. There it is. John Holmes. And on the line now to talk to us about a foreign story is Talk Radio's foreign correspondent, Frederica, who is Italian foreign correspondent. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, foreign correspondent.
Ciao, John.
Yes. So now, this is interesting, isn't it? Because there's been a lot of marching, a lot of protesting, a lot of placarding about Donald Trump's new immigration policies, ban on refugees, of course, and Mario Giro, who is, of course, Italy's deputy foreign minister, has said Italy would pursue a reasonable refugee policy, ignore a populist trend that he described as polluted by hate. Now, he's spoken out for the EU on this, and so what are we to make of his words? What are we to make of Italy's deputy foreign minister's words?
E non solo le proprie parole, ma anche quelle dei cittadini italiani e di Gentiloni. L'Italia è ancora dai propri valori e andiamo contro, come una nazione, contro a quello che ha detto Trump. Non è qualcosa che è accettabile per una nazione fatta di immigranti e di persone che hanno emigrato, soprattutto negli Stati Uniti.
Yes, well, that's more or less what he said, isn't it? But and he then said that he was asked the question, don't you, as Italy, feel like a fish out of water given what's going on in the United States right now, pursuing an open door policy on immigration? And he said it depends on the water and not if the water is contaminated by hate. So talk us through that.
Esatto, c'è stata indignazione, sconcerto, rivendicazione dei valori della pluralità e dell'inclusione italiana. Le istituzioni politiche italiane si sollevano contro la decisione di Donald Trump di chiudere le porte ai rifugiati e di che proviene dai 7 paesi islamici. Non si tratta di essere islamici o di essere di un'altra religione, si tratta di un concetto che proibisce a persone di visitare una nazione. Ci sono famiglie che saranno aspettate, sono ricercatori che non potranno continuare le proprie ricerche. Molte storie sono così.
Yeah, no, well, sorry to interrupt. I was just going to say this is the Safe Corridors program, isn't it, that you're talking about? This is piloted by Italy, and this is about resettling people safely. 41 Christian and Muslim refugees from Aleppo and Damascus landed at Rome's airport on Monday morning.
Corretto, corretto. Qui si tratta di equazione immigrazione terrorismo che da un punto di vista legale è sbagliato da quello che pensa Trump. È inaccettabile, siamo attenti perché si crea un'area di emarginazione e insoddisfazione che diventa poi il brodo della cultura del terrorismo e queste sono state anche le parole di Marco Minniti parlando a Rimini.
A lot of nations have spoken out about it, and yeah, yes, I agree with the second point you made there. A lot of nations have spoken out about this, but it's the first time that Italy have, because previously Italy have avoided direct criticism of Trump's suspension of this refugee resettlement program. Why now?
Ci sono state nazioni che hanno parlato prima e ci sono state nazioni che hanno parlato dopo. L'Italia si è tenuta piuttosto all'infuori di tutti i commenti che sono stati fatti durante la campagna elettorale. Quando si tratta però di un concetto così vicino ai valori italiani come l'immigrazione, siamo una nazione che riceve 20.000 immigranti a settimana e siamo una nazione che, come ho detto prima, è creata di immigranti che si sono spostati durante gli anni 60 e 70 verso varie nazioni. Quindi è un concetto che tocca l'Italia da un punto di vista molto, molto personale.
Well, I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right. I think a lot of people listening to this will agree with that 100%. Italy has seen a surge in arrivals of refugees since... Now, this is since the agreement between the European Union and Turkey, of course, closed a route through the Balkans, which is why you're sort of having this so-called safe corridor. What's the thinking of the Italian people, though? I mean, we know the politicians there, we've just talked about that, but the Italian people, what do they think of the policy?
Ci sono diverse reazioni a questo, ci sono reazioni molto polarizzate, ovviamente ci sono le persone che vedono solo i lati positivi e ci sono partiti politici e individui che vedono solo i lati negativi. Ovviamente la sicurezza della nazione è posta a rischio quando si aprono i cancelli a immigranti, questo però è un rischio che è a prescindere da dove vengono e dalla propria religione. È qualcosa che comunque l'Italia sta affrontando in modo relativamente buono. Ci sono diverse squadre di sicurezza nelle città principali, a Roma, Milano, Firenze, Napoli, e comunque si sente un clima diverso.
No, I don't think so. What vetting processes do the applicants to this undergo? Because obviously Trump's talking about extreme vetting, which is also the name of that Channel 5 program where animals are removed from celebrities. But Italy as a country does vet migrants, of course, but they do it overseas, don't they?
Esatto, è un processo che comunque è molto più, più favorevole per gli immigranti rispetto a quello americano, non è qualcosa di così drastico e così anche razzista forse che viene visto dalle politiche di Trump, è qualcosa di più sottile, qualcosa di più nascosto.
Yeah. No. Well. Yes. And what's finally final question? Really. What's your favourite kind of Italian food?
Pizza. Sempre.
Ah. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much indeed. That's our foreign correspondent there, Frederica, who is talking to us in the original foreign from a foreign land. You're listening to Talk Radio, international Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm here it is, John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
At Thompson, our family life holidays are created especially for families to bring you holiday moments that are extra special. Like that moment when your kids burst with joy at one of our kids' clubs. That moment, brought to you by Thompson. Discover your smile. Atoll protected. Kids clubs subject to availability and on selected holidays. Terms and conditions apply. Visit thompson.co.uk for details.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work. Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work. You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
He scored! 4-0! Oh, look at the celebration! 3 backflips, double somersault! There's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid!
That's not a big deal. This is...
Pizza Hut deliveries. £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink and an Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online at Pizza Hut Delivery. Only valid online at participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account. Broadband 3G required. 18 plus. Month passes when renewal is cancelled. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
There's delays in Lancashire for the eastbound M65. The lane's out between junctions 2 for Clayton Brook and 3 for Blackburn West. That's because of a vehicle fire. There's trouble in Nottinghamshire. The southbound side of the A1 Worksop Road, away from Worksop towards Alkersley, is blocked. There's been an accident involving a lorry and a car there. South of Sheerness in Kent, the A249, still very busy both ways after earlier problems, but it has reopened. And the heads of the Valleys Road to the west of Merthyr Tydfil has also reopened after an accident near to the Herwine roundabout. I'm Joanna Adams.
Dad always looked out for me. From checking for monsters under the bed, to telling me that Brian was a loser when he finished with me. He even looked out for me when he passed away last year. Turns out he'd already organised everything, so I didn't have to.
A prepaid funeral plan from the Co-op covers all the costs of your chosen burial or cremation plan, so your loved ones will never be met with any surprise bills. Funeral care, the Co-op way. Call or visit us online.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio.
On the next Full Set Breakfast, William Shakespeare wrote in Twelfth Night, if music be the food of love, play on. We'll give us a great big musical belch tomorrow with all the music goss. Russ Kane, broadcasting legend, talking to me, Paul Ross, on Talk Radio. All that and the big stories of the day on which you can have your say. Better call Paul with me, Paul Ross, on the Full Set Breakfast. We'll get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons. Well, sinister, wasn't it? By the way, if you're at a loose end, I'm not saying don't listen to Sam Delaney. I would never say that. He's on from 4 o'clock. But if you want to hear a man talk in the gaps where some music isn't on what is a music radio station, I will be on our sister station Virgin Radio from 4 o'clock till 7, sitting in for Matt Richardson on Drive. Hashtag just saying. Now, the news is quite complicated. Look at this. Look, Brexit debate. Nick Clegg. Remember Nick Clegg? Nick Clegg, the politician named after a practical joke that Paul McCartney used to play on Heather Mills. He's been speaking in Parliament.
Has he?
Yes, about, the Brexit debate, of course. This is before the formal Brexit process starts. That's going on. Donald Trump, should he be granted a UK state visit? Many people saying not. The petition you know about.
Who, Nick Clegg?
Yes. Donald Trump. What was I saying? Oh, yes, there was
should
a petition.
Should he be granted
petition. There's a petition. There's another one now saying he should be. So, you know, there.
It's like a referendum.
The thing is, it's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, that's why we are here for you. If you're having trouble getting your head around the news, look no further than Talk Radio 1 to 4 weekday afternoons, because it's where we examine the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. Altogether, 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables, we present
the news in haikus. Prison warden jailed for sleeping with convict. Now they live together.
Aww. I'm glad that story had a happy ending. Right, coming out at 10 to 4, it's now time to give away some meat. And we do it on a Tuesday by playing a game of band or something. Today, because, you know, America, we're going to play band or burger. Is it the name of a band or is it the name given to their signature burger by an American burger diner restaurant? They give them names, don't they? And also bands are given names, often by their own band members. But can you differentiate between the two? That is the question we ask. And it is to win some meat. On the line is Catherine. Good afternoon, Catherine.
Hello. Hello.
Very good, thank you, Catherine. Very polite. Straight off the bat there. That's well done. So, how are you, Catherine? I'll return that. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Very well, thank you.
And where are you and what do you do, Catherine?
I'm actually at the University of Exeter studying biological science, so just getting on with that.
Biological science at the University of Exeter, that's good. And how is Exeter? Look, what I'm just to let you into a little, just saying what I'm doing, right? I don't know if you've ever heard any radio before, Catherine, but what is the presenter sometimes builds a rapport with the caller.
Right.
And it's sort of banter or something, I ask you some questions, you answer them, and I say things like, oh, how's Exeter today? And you go, oh, it's raining, or whatever it might be. Do you see what I mean? It's kind of a polite thing. So let's just do that. Three, two, one. How's Exeter today?
Yeah, it's lovely. The weather's really rainy, but it's okay.
Great. How long have you been in Exeter, Catherine?
It's my final year, so coming into 2 years.
Final year, okay, fine. When you graduate, what are you going to be aiming at?
Career, sort of.
Yeah, after. Career. Let's talk, yeah.
I don't know. Options open at the moment.
Leave your options open. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what we've got for you, though, is as you know, it's a treat because you can win some meat, Catherine. It's
yes.
Chicken, beef, or lamb, or a box of organic veg, if you want that, or sausages, because it's a Tuesday. So, your choice, which meat would you like, should you score enough points?
I think chicken would be my preference.
Chicken is on its way to you. And chicken you will get sent to Exeter in the post.
Thank you.
hygienically packed, I have to say. So it's all to play for. Well, I say all, a chicken. Band or burger? What's your knowledge of American burgers like, Catherine? Is it good?
No, I'd actually say it's quite limited, but I'll give it my best shot.
Fair enough. You'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Who is here.
Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Hi.
Ask Prodcaster Through the Glass. She's our assistant producer. We'll be keeping score. So let us play today's game of band or burger. As ever, it's alphabetical order, of course, to start first. Cornelius versus Catherine. Cornelius first. So, ears down, everyone, here we go. Big Meat Hammer. Is that a band or a burger? Big Meat Hammer.
Burger.
He's a band. Infinite Patty. Catherine.
Burger.
Yes, 20 burgers. Yeah. It's not infinite. They lied, but it's a genuine burger available in an American restaurant with 20 burger patties on it. So that's why Americans are fat. Juicy Lucy, Cornelius.
Mm, banned.
No, it's a cheeseburger available in an American
restaurant. Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Catherine, Old Dirty Burger.
A band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good, good. Cornelius, band or burger? Slopper.
Burger. Not a very nice one either.
It is a burger. You can get it in Colorado.
Doesn't sound good.
Band or burger? Unidentified meat.
Burger.
Band. Oh.
It'd be a tough sell if it was a burger.
Barfly.
I'm going to say banned because it's a venue.
It's a burger. It's a frozen burger you can buy in Argentina. A barfly. Barfly burger. Murder burger, Catherine.
A burger.
It's a band. It's a band.
Oh.
D. Snyder. Cornelius.
Burger.
No, he's the lead singer of Twisted Sister.
Right.
Fatty Melt. Catherine, Fatty
band?
Is a band, yes, very good, yeah.
Yay.
Mini Snack Burger, Cornelius.
Band.
Burger. Catherine, band or burger? Pookie Snackenburger.
Pookie Snackenburger?
Yeah.
I'd have to say burger.
It's a band.
Oh.
Cornelius. WTF.
Band.
Burger.
I bet there's a band called that, though.
Yeah, but I didn't write that down.
Okay.
Yeah, so, in this case, it's a burger. It's a big burger. Band or burger? Meat Helmet.
A band.
It's a band. It's a band. Yeah.
Yay. Very good.
The Coil.
burger.
Yes, it's a coiled sausage burger. Like a bender in a bun.
Like the Wimpy.
Oh, thing, Wimpy's, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Fat Magnum.
Band.
Is a burger. He's a burger.
No.
Cornelius Magnum.
Band.
There's a band. Finally, Catherine Fur Burger.
Fairburger,
yeah.
A band.
Is right. Just before Sam Delaney comes right in here to tell us what's going on his programme coming up next, let's go to Cass for the scores. Ass Podcast is through the glass. She's through the miserable window.
Yep.
Band or burger, who...
I'm not playing.
No, I'm just saying
you can't
what the game
play at anything.
The game's called.
Oh, okay.
So who's won, band or burger, point wise? Do it in reverse order.
Well,
yeah.
Hang on. What? So you want what? To do the winner first and the
no reverse
on?
Order?
No, reverse order.
Oh, right. Okay.
So can't... we don't find out who the winner is till the end.
It's a bit of suspense there.
All right. Okay. Well, with 3 points,
yeah.
Is Con.
Yeah. Ooh. I wonder who it could be.
With 4 points, yeah. It's Catherine.
Catherine's won the burger! Yay! Congratulations, Catherine. Well done. You've won yourself
Thank
a chicken.
You.
You've won a chicken.
Chicken burger.
Yeah, no, just a chicken. You make burgers out of it yourself.
Whatever.
Catherine there, biology, Exeter, chicken, burger, thing. More chance to win some meat tomorrow in a game of Dead or Alive on the programme. Now, though, just coming out of 5 to 4, we welcome in Sam Delaney out of Off of Drive. He'll be with you from 4. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hi, everyone. Hi John. Hi Cornelius.
There. Hi, Sam.
I've got a terrible cold. I feel awful.
Oh.
So it's going to be very...
It's going to be a bad show.
A lot of sneezes. It's going to be a bad show. No, it's going to be a good show, but it will be peppered with sneezing and coughing, which is a shame. I've only been sort of coldy once before since we've been doing talk radio, and there was a sort of a funny incident. It's my producer Ricky's favourite ever thing,
yeah,
that's happened. Was that you get a packet of day nurse that also has night nurse. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
It's like in a sachet, there'll be like 6 day nurse that you take during the day, and they've got some sort of trace of amphetamine, so they clear your congestion, but they also keep you awake. And then there's 2 night nurse that you take at night time, and they've got something else in there that actually help you sleep and make you sluggish. And I was in the office ranting at my producer, as I do, to psych myself up for the show.
Yeah.
And in the middle of it all, I'm shouting, I wouldn't mind. But I'm ill as well today, so I don't need all this. And then whilst distracted by shouting at him, I swallowed 2 night nurse as I was about to go on there. And then we panicked and thought, you can't be on night nurse on a 3-hour show. It'll be awful. You'll fall asleep. So I had to go into the salubrious talk radio toilets and put my fingers down my throat.
And
throw until the pills came up just moments before coming on air, because that's how professional I am.
And that is the glamour of radio, right?
That's the glamour of radio, yeah. And I did that for you, my listeners, because I didn't want to be dressed. So I forced myself to vomit up night nurse
not
before
everyone
a
else,
show.
Not everyone would do that.
Not everyone would do that.
So you make yourself sick. Julie Hollybrew just makes everyone else sick.
Yeah,
so that's very good.
So
what's coming up?
That's that. They're debating Brexit in the Commons right now.
They
and
are.
We've got it's been quite good, actually. I mean, obviously, most parliamentary debates are tedious. This is a really good one, because it's like an all-star cast. It's like the Avengers. They're all getting up, even the old ones that you haven't seen. So Nick Clegg's up, and then, you know, you got Ken Clark has got up and made a speech so rousing. It was, you know, members of both sides of the debate, the Brexiters and the Remainers. He's obviously an arch Remainer.
Yeah.
They were loving it and clapping and laughing. It was back to his, you know, to his best days when he was, you know, sort of very prominent government minister. So we're going to be picking the bones out of that, asking whether or not the MPs might actually be about to ambush the Article 50 bill, which would be exciting. Plus all the latest from Trump through the looking glass.
Thanks very much indeed. Sam Delaney with you next on Drive on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.